Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Sadate, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the official sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. And we're in the house on a Friday, as usual, after Thanksgiving, after we missed a week. I'm not even by myself, man. I got my co-host here with the co-host. It's my man, Justin, a.k.a. J Trill. What up, dog?
What's up? And if you don't like me, then let's fight.
Fuck them up. That's why y'all guys got to get here for the pre-show. But we got a guest this week. He's been on the Blackout Tips, but we never had him on the sports show just to talk some sports and give us his sports attention. Opinion. It's B. Cole, a cubicle Negro in his own right. What's up, dog?
What's going on? I finally escaped the cubicle, so, you know.
Eyes free now.
I'm free, you know. I'm not, because I work 10-hour shifts Monday through Thursday, so that sucks.
Well, hey, they don't have to know the behind the scenes over here. We'll just go ahead and pretend like you escaped the plantation and with us now.
I will say this, though. He really is an upper-class Negro. By bragging about being in a cubicle. Because when you say the temperature is 2 degrees outside, somebody, they're fighting words, really. There's like, you trying to rub it in my face that your job better than mine. Because my job might be outside. Even though I might be in the city, unionized, pension coming, all that good stuff. The fact you inside in a cubicle, no fighting words.
It's cold out here.
Is it really 2 degrees, dog?
I'm dead ass serious. It's 2 degrees, but it don't mean shit because we got wind chill. So it's really like -4.
Oh, so. Nigga. We are tropical people. We can't be doing this. Oh, no. It reminds me when I was getting recruited to go to college on academic scholarship. And we got off the bus in Delaware and it was in the middle of December and it was snowing. Motherfucking students trying to be funny played out through like ice, through snowballs at the bus, thinking it would be funny. Like, hey guys, welcome to the campus. We have so much fun here. We throw snowballs. Nigga, I got off that bus and the wind went through me. Like I had on like 4 layers and I got off that bus and I just felt the wind like in my bone. Just whoo. I walked in. They were like, we got all kinds of scholarships. You know, we can give you a full ride right now. We can even work on some out-of-state tuition stuff for you. You know, maybe get you some type of work study. I said, nah, dog. There's zero chance that I come here. I don't give a fuck what kind of scholarship y'all got.
Hey, man, I do know that I would invest in a local foot warmer and hand warmer company in that area.
They could have had a dick-sucking scholarship. it was no way I was accepting anything from them, period. Fuck that. Too cold, and B. Cole apparently lives in an area that's way colder than that shit was that day, and is making it out there, man. I don't know how you do it, brother, but you're a better man than me.
That's what I mean. It's real trill out here. We keep it gangster, you know, -4 and snow and just the bullshit we got to deal with. So you know,
yeah.
How many times have you dealt with a power outage and been without power?
Surprisingly, my building has a backup generator, so I'm always good. But okay. I have had one situation. 2010, it snowed, I think it snowed 48 inches and 48 hours.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Do you ever worry about the fact that white people still wearing like sandals right now and cargo shorts in the 2 degrees or no?
No, that was everywhere, bro. Everywhere. I seen a dude yesterday. It was like,
what?
It was like, it had to be like 7 to 10 what? Degrees. And my dude had on cargo shorts. And I'm just looking like, what the fuck?
His toes fell off. They had the frostbite.
People are amazing, dog.
This is the tripped out part. Yeah. He had on a coat. He had on a sweater. He had on a hat, some gloves, and like boots. And my dude had on cargo shorts. I was like, what the fuck?
They don't give a fuck. They are all like creative players in like Grand Theft Auto and shit. And like, I'm just going to put on cargo shorts because that would be cool. Like, this morning, it was probably like 30 or so when I got up to go, play at the 5 o'clock run. Man, why did I see, you know, like the crazy Matt that shoots by himself, white dude, he got real buff for no reason.
Yep.
Yeah, like, why did I see him walking to the Y with no shirt on? Dude, it was like 30 degrees, 35 degrees tops.
Yeah, now 5 o'clock in the morning, it's still cold.
Yeah.
It take about 11, 12 o'clock to get warm.
It was still dark. I was like, this fool ain't got no shirt on, man.
And it was raining this morning, wasn't it?
And it was raining. I don't understand.
Heat wave up here, y'all. That's a heat wave. White folks be outside with shorts on and sundresses. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, white people are amazing, man. All right, let's get into some sports. Excuse me. Last week, we weren't able to recap the NFL because we took it off. I would go through some of these games, but honestly, man, the way we talk, this should end up being a 4-hour show. So, just think about all the stuff that we normally say and apply it to the week before last. And then we'll talk about the week after that.
Yep.
The only games I did want to discuss were the, Thursday games, from last week, the Thanksgiving games. But, does that count for this week or last week?
Last week.
Okay, all right, yes. I guess we'll talk about the Thanksgiving games. Cowboys won against the Raiders.
Barely.
Such a struggle.
Barely against the Raiders.
It was at Thanksgiving, and if you're black and you have a Thanksgiving where you can get with your family, you definitely got some Cowboys fans there. Yep. So my uncle was the resident loud-talking Cowboys fan, and the way the Cowboys were down most of the game, we were giving him a lot of shit, man. That was fun. But then, when they overcame it and ended up, winning, it really wasn't as fun. So, but, he pulled out the classic, but we got 5 rings, which is when you know a Cowboys fan is losing the argument when they pull out the, but we got 5 rings though.
Steelers got more.
What I said was, cause he has a college age son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, y'all got 5 rings. I let him talk his shit to the whole room. And I said, how many of those rings has Miles seen? Yeah.
Hey, you gotta play the theme music.
Oh yeah. Shit. I did. Man, you know what? We are getting rusty here.
Just be so hyped to get into the show.
I know, man. We was talking about other shit. Yeah, we can't start without playing the theme music, man. That's all on me. My fault, people.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, man.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
You got a onesie on.
Yes.
Her feelings make her soft mouth salivate. Hey, Tyrant, are you listening? When you're talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off.
That was gold tending, by the way.
Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
But yeah, Cowboys beat the Raiders because the Raiders are fucking terrible. And, the Raiders went Raiders on them, dog. And that's what happens when your quarterback is named McLoin. Like, that nigga sounds like he should be on the dollar menu.
Pryor hurt?
I don't know what's up with Pryor. I don't know if he's hurt or he just got benched.
No, Pryor got hurt that game. He, something about something on his throwing hand. So he got, well, that's what they said. But I think he got benched for poor performance.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't believe him. Like, it just had that feeling like this our quarterback now, because he started playing shitty too, and I was like, put Pryor back in. And when I said that on Twitter, all the Raiders fans, yes, they still exist, all the Raiders fans were like, no, fuck that. And I was like, I guess they think he's sorry now.
It's, to me, it's no point in benching him if you not going to bench him the next game.
Yeah.
Because as a rookie quarterback, you might as well keep him in there and let him learn from this experience. Like, learn that, hey, I might have a bad game, but I can then adjust and make the game better if I need to. Like, you got to fight through it sometime.
If they can let Geno Smith play it out, they can let Terrell Pryor play.
All right. Well, he did get benched this past Sunday.
No, I'm saying, you know they're going to start him again. They yeah. said.
Right. Yeah. Would you defeat the purpose in pulling him out?
Yeah. If you're going to let Geno get some, you got to let Terrell get some. The Packers played the Lions. Matt Flynn is fucking terrible. My God, he is terrible, dude. It's like him now, his play for the last couple years is really making you think, like, how the fuck did he have that good game that one time? It seems like impossible at this point. He threw for 139 yards total for the game. He's so bad, he made everyone bad, dude. My man, Boykins, who had been like killing on that team, didn't get a catch. Not one. Eddie Lacy ended the game with 16 yards on the ground because they put 37 people in the box.
I'm going to give props to the defense. The defense, Detroit's defense did well.
Is it though? Because has Matt Flynn had a good game since that one game? Like, I don't even know if we should be giving him props anymore, man. I'm trying to, like, think of a reason to give this man some credit as a good quarterback.
There is none. The simple fact is he's just awful. And I watched that game, and I was just like, wait a minute. Really? Is this what everybody was all hyped up about? And that, you know, he was going to come in after Aaron Rodgers and this, that. And I'm like, if that's the future of the Packers, that's scary.
He is just so bad, man. Like, what a terrible quarterback. I mean, and I don't want to take credit away from Detroit because I think that they, you know, the defense did dominate them and all that stuff. But did you watch some of this game, Justin?
Like 2 minutes. And
yeah, it was unwatchable, dude. Yeah, it was like he was that bad. Like, if it would have been Tozin or even Seneca Wallace, it would have at least been watchable where you're like, well, something might happen. This shit was just like, man, these niggas are going three and out, punting, and then they about to let Detroit score again.
But you know what? With all these backups playing this year, because there's a lot of backups playing this year in the league, because cats are getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Which is surprising because, you know, they want to protect the quarterback. But the point is that a lot of these guys were at one point starters on a college team for, you know, 3 and 4 years. And it's like, how and why?
Right. Like, what had to happen for you to be a good option on somebody's football team?
Right. Like, and I know I've seen cats who play way better than a lot of these backups, and I can't understand why they're not getting the opportunity.
I don't know the rule. Maybe it's, I don't know, man.
I don't know the rules against the NFL.
But that Packers offense was god awful with this dude. And I don't know what they're planning on doing this weekend, but I'd rather put Aaron Rodgers on the field in a sling for his arm. Didn't watch this nigga play another game.
Man, it's the reason Big Ben can go around and keep raping women and keep his job.
That really is. like real talk, supply and demand is a motherfucker, because that is exactly why people are like, yeah, man, but he never really went to prison for it.
Right.
It's like, dog, he seemed to clearly have some type of issue with consent. Yeah, but, I mean, he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks. It's hard to find one of the top 10. Like, who we gonna start if he out?
Right.
Like, it's that simple. But, speaking of which, the Steelers played the Ravens. And I don't have much to say about this game, but we'll talk about Mike Tomlin, cause I got stories about him. All right. Last week, let's talk about those games. Let's see. Titans played the Colts. Colts beat them.
Can't believe that.
Another late fourth quarter, pull away victory. I think it was like 15-14 in the fourth quarter for the Colts.
Man.
The Colts were losing at one point in the third.
Titans had the game.
They really had the game, dog. Like, they were, it was almost like the Raiders, man, where like it separates the sorry from the good, because it's like sorry teams gonna be sorry, man. They find a way to come back to lose. the Titans had everything going, and they just was like, how do we lose this?
Can you see how many yards your boy had, Luck had that game?
Andrew Luck? Oh, played terrible. Let's look at his stats.
He played terrible.
This dude's been getting – he's been skating by,
but
man.
But they want him over Cam.
Mm-hmm. He's on that Lucky You White period of his career right now. Where it's like, man, you sure is Lucky You White. 200 yards, a pick. Oh, he finally got over 50%. Okay, cool.
Against the Titans, though.
17 for 32, which is not, it's barely over 50%. But it's an improvement. You know why they won, though? Trent Richardson was benched.
Yep.
Donald Brown got them carries, y'all. Donald Brown, old ass, is like, I'm back, baby. 14 for 54, a touchdown. The Titans, man, they just, you know, they're terrible. Ryan Fitzpatrick, smartest quarterback in the league, threw three picks. And that was really the story for the game. It wasn't like they were playing great, but they were playing good enough to beat the Colts. And then the Colts just got lucky that they had a sorry team on their schedule.
Yep. You know why he threw them three picks? Because he started calling himself Fitzmagic.
Yeah, that's the worst nickname in the NFL, man. Like, that's another dude that on the low, Lucky He White.
Yep.
Lucky He White, man. They stay bringing up that damn education. Like, you know, he graduated from Harvard or some shit. I'm like, come on, dog. He's sorry.
Because what's your boy that played for the Raiders and they let him go immediately? After like 2 years, he got overweight. Black quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, if he was Russell, he'd have been gone.
Yeah. He terrible. Like, he always been overrated to me, man. Like, Fitzpatrick would be, like, motherfuckers would be like, he the smartest quarterback in the league. And they'll look at his, they'll be like, he had a pretty good year. Well, what'd he do? 20 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. That's not good.
Yeah, but they got rid of Vince Young for this.
Yeah, was he throwing the interceptions on purpose or something? Because that's not what you're supposed to do as a quarterback.
That's why I don't get how some quarterbacks you choose to work with and they're terrible, and others you're like, you know what? This guy's almost could be the top quarterback in the league, but we don't want to work with him. Let's move on.
Damn, he lucky he white, man. He not a starter. 24-16, 2012, 24-23 in 2011. That was the year they started calling him smart too. And before that, 23-15. Like, he never been, he always been turnover prone, man. Anyway, he a size.
Jake Locker ain't any better. He been hurt for a season and a half. So.
Dog, he got the worst luck. He gets on the field, he'll ball for like a game and a half, and then something catastrophic happens to this dude every time.
He get comfortable.
Yeah, he be getting hurt, but dude, I don't know if you see these injuries. It's like pure luck, cause like he be getting hurt on shit that like nobody else get, like his hip. It's like that's a hip injury is the kind of shit that happens to like Percy Harvin or one of these quick, fast little niggas that was going to, he be standing still, get hit, and then just be like, yeah, he's out with a femur, torn femur. I'm like, damn. My Eagles beat the Cardinals, and suddenly we are 7-5, and Chip Kelly can stay.
Props to the Eagles, man. Y'all winning.
We winning, and actually, man, winning convincingly, man, because the Cardinals ain't bad.
No, like, they're a good team.
I was chalking that shit up as a loss, honestly, man. I didn't say it to nobody because we didn't have a show that week. But I was about to be like, yeah, this is probably the one where Nick Foles finally, you know, it's a pretty good team. They got a real good D. Probably going to be the game where Nick Foles throws three picks, gets a concussion, Mike Vick gets in the game, and, you know, all the bad shit that happens to the Eagles starts to happen again. And I could not have been more wrong, dog. It was great game by Foles. He almost threw a pick, but almost don't count.
Y'all can't believe Vic was like, yeah, he should be the starter. Foles should be the starter.
Mike Vick is like Kunta Kinte when he decided to stay and raise his family, dog.
Hey, but you know what it made me think? Vic just trying to, he's saying and doing all the right things to stay in the league.
Get his paper
a little longer and transition into media afterward. Yo, it's the setup.
If Mike Vick becomes a media person, that'll be more improbable than him going to jail for the dog shit.
Well, the thing is, he's transitioning off the team because he's a free agent after this year, so they restructured his contract, so he's gonna go somewhere. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are not gonna keep him.
Yeah, I think he's gonna try to, I think he's trying his best to audition for another team as a quarterback. Like, even as a backup, because he still got people. Like, people are like, well, he paid off all his bills, right? But that means he got to start the money over.
Right.
That means he was negative. Now he's at zero. He'll take it. Whatever the job is, he got you, dog. He gonna be like, what, Jake Locker need a backup? What y'all need?
Imagine being in Monopoly and everybody else got houses and property and you just now getting a dice and want to roll. Dude. And you don't have any, you haven't even passed go to get your $200 yet.
Here's the thing. You used to have it all.
Right.
You used to have it, dog.
Ride past your house and be like, they used to be mine.
Yeah, you landed on one of them fucking railroad tracks and somebody had all four properties. Your ass is negative. You borrowing from the bank. So that means, on a human being level, Mike Vick is looking at younger niggas in the locker room just coming up and they already better off than him because they not negative. So of course he's saying the right shit. He got to.
Man, that's what he gonna say. But that's why I say he's setting himself up for after football so he can keep a job. But
could you imagine if he was like, nah, I should be the starter. Fuck him. Well, I can't be on through no interceptions, man. I'm motherfucking Mike Vick. People could not wait to be like, see, I told you that dog killer motherfucker has always been like this.
He could go back to Atlanta now the way he acting. He could go back to Atlanta. They would take him.
They might, dog. Matt Schaub, terrible.
They would take him.
They like, at least Vic could run it out of some of these fucking third and longs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Houston would take him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Houston, Minnesota would take him.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of teams.
It's so sad. They threw all their eggs in the Josh Freeman basket. I was like, oh,
dog,
God.
That's the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
I was so wrong about Josh. I wanted to be right about him, too.
Because he light-skinned.
Yes, yes. He had the good hair. He was light-skinned with the good hair. Not just light-skinned, but light-skinned with the good hair. It's a difference.
Oh, Richie's from the Family Matters ass nigga. I was about to.
And Minnesota loves biracial folks, so they're just going to throw money at him next season. I'm like, that's the worst decision.
Yeah, that's the craziest shit ever. We'll talk about them in a second, too. But what I want to say is Nick Foles, man. That's my quarterback.
Hey.
Like, I'm ready to cry like T.O., man. Well, I'll be watching him play. I'll be like, I don't even care if he throw the touchdowns to only white people. It don't matter to me no more. He just throwing them.
If Vic listened to me when he had that injury, if he'd have listened and sat out that 1 week and didn't rush it, he'd have came back healthy. Foles would have showed another week of incompetence. And Vic would have been good. He'll still be starting right now.
But as a fan, I'm not sure that's what I want.
No, you lucked up as a fan.
Yeah, I don't even think I care about Mike Vick other than just as a person.
Yeah, as a fan, you won. I'm saying from one black man to another black man trying to help him come up in the world.
Assuming he wants to start.
Yeah, it's just like when you said my quarterback for the Redskins and when he should have called McNabb.
Yeah, he should have picked up that phone.
He should have called him back. When Shanahan was standing there, he should have said, and hit that text. I'm going to hit you right back, bro.
Hey, hold on, bro.
I'm going to hit you right back.
I hear you, Mike. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to hit you right back, dog. 10 minutes. He talking. But, yeah, Nick Foles, that's my dude, man. And I now understand how everybody that has a good quarterback in the NFL feels because I don't have all this nervousness going into the games no more. I used to be like, oh, man, I just hope Mike Vick don't have one of them days. You know how Mike – have one of them days, man, where Mike just be like, I'm going to fumble, throw a couple picks, I'm going to be a little inconsistent on my completions, and it's going to be a long day.
Man, but don't let it be the great white hype, though.
It might be because
he fooled you.
It might be because I keep having this recurring thought where I'm like, at the beginning of the season, in my mind, I was like, cool, if this shit don't work, we just draft a quarterback. So good, it's a quarterback-friendly draft, and, you know, if the shit don't work out, maybe we find a better quarterback for this offense for Chip Kelly. And now I'm like, I don't want no other quarterback, nigga. And it might be a setup, dog. He might be fucking Fitzmagic.
You might have Sanchez and don't even know it.
Yeah, he'll show up next year and be like, I'm throwing picks now. This nigga is gone. I don't have nobody to come steal my job. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Cause Sanchez looked good his first year.
But dude, how do you not roll the dice on 17 TDs and no picks?
No, I mean, it's hard. You gotta keep it. If I was him, I hold out.
Oh, for sure.
I'll hold out next year.
Nigga,
for
I'm getting paid. I'll be like, out, dude, at the end of the season, I'll walk in the office with Riley Cooper and be like, get that nigger out of here. You get that nigger out of here. This is my paycheck now. I don't want to see Mike Vick's monkey ass around here at all. Then I high five Riley Cooper like Kendrick Lamar did in that video. It'd be like, we out. just all the white players. It'd be me, Selleck, that Ertz dude that he threw two touchdowns to that nobody heard of until last week. It would be none but the white players in the head coach office. Chip, get the nigger out of here.
Man, your running back better get no first in.
McCoy?
Yes.
McCoy don't give a fuck. McCoy leading the league in rushing yards, dog.
That's why he better show up first.
He don't care no more. He was all like, you know, it's kind of racist. Oh, we winning? Oh, well, shit, then. I am leading the league in rushing. I do got myself on this fantasy team for the first time.
Well, let me rephrase that. McCoy can't show up. He's black. He has to send his representative.
Yeah, he got to send his lawyer.
He got to send his agent to them.
Yeah.
Kelly can show up by himself. But McCoy got to send his representative. He can to be like, look, my client, we feel as though he's earned more money.
At least, he's earned at least an extra paycheck.
You know what I'm saying? But.
McCoy can get paid too. I thought you meant show up to the meeting and be like, we want to get that nigga out of here.
Oh, no, he can't. No,
because he ain't with that racist shit.
Yeah, no, he got to show up and get that money.
They don't even celebrate when Riley Cooper score, man. It's odd. I don't know if y'all been watching our games, but we ain't scoring, man. It'd be the white dudes that come over there first.
Yeah, it has to.
Every time. They'd be like, yeah. A couple black dudes be like, good job, man.
You know why they don't bring it up though? Cause y'all winning.
Yep, cause we winning.
And
right.
I just wish my Redskins could say that.
Oh my God, when we lose, you know they gonna do it. Shit, I just thought about it. When we lose, they gonna show the whole montage. You know, people haven't really been celebrating with Riley Cooper and the other receivers the whole week. Here's Brad Selleck hugging him, and watches LeSean McCoy walks right by him. The Jets played the Dolphins. Geno put up a total of 3 points.
Geno.
Actually, I think Geno put up 0 points and got benched. And then the other nigga put up 3 points and they lost.
Man, I'm telling you, Geno was that kid from Martin.
Yep.
With the snot nose.
Roscoe?
Yes, Geno is Roscoe, man.
4 for 10, dog. 4 for 10? Damn, Geno.
See, when he went in, he Roscoe selling the candy. He'll knock at your door. He'll actually be polite in the beginning. When he losing, he the Roscoe that's already been in the house. And you like, Roscoe, what you doing in my house? How the fuck you get in here? What you doing in here, dog?
I don't know if Geno Smith is smart or dumb, man. But it's not looking too good.
Damn it, Geno.
I was playing against somebody that had Geno. They had like -4.
Who started? Who started? What league is this in?
How many teams are in this league? It's got to be 32 teams.
I was like, what? When I saw that, I was like, oh, they, you know, it was getting close to game time and they didn't switch nothing. I was like, oh, shit, they finna play Geno Smith. I got this game. I'm gonna win.
Yeah, I would start no quarterback before I start Geno Smith.
You're right.
I don't have the patience to watch this shit. Fuck that.
Man, Drew Brees, they must have like Drew Brees as their other quarterback or something. Did they have did the Saints have a bye week?
I was like, y'all dumb as shit.
Yeah, Karen, I remember Karen was like, cause Karen plays fantasy football and I don't help her at all. Like she just does her own thing. And, we were watching the game and he came out, like threw a pick, got benched and, Karen was like, good. That's why I didn't pick him up on my waiver odds. I was like, he's so smart. He is terrible. She been listening to the show.
That's the only way to win, y'all. It's the only way to win in your fantasy leagues.
The Vikings played the Bears. And the Vikings won by 3. I'm assuming the Vikings are your team. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely not. I'm originally from New Orleans, so I'm a Saints.
Oh, okay. But do you get inundated with Viking shit since you live up there?
All the time.
Okay.
It was funny. It was actually a funny game. They actually let AP run the damn ball, so that was good. And yes, that was the only reason why they won.
Dude, this man had 211 yards. What?
He had to make up from the week before.
He was on my fantasy team, dog. And I'm like, this is why I starred you even after the last week, dog.
Right. He had to make up from the week before.
Yeah, I was just sitting up here. They went to overtime. I was like, please miss another field goal. Just give it to AP. I don't give a fuck what happens.
Isn't that two overtime in a row? Two weeks in a row?
Yeah, one ended in a tie, and then this one they won. I mean, they won against the Bears. Apparently, the Bears kickers have a lot in common with Alabama's kickers. it was not good. It was not looking good, dog. APD, man, he did his thing. Matt Castle on the low, man, has a really good rapport with Greg Jennings. And Greg Jennings showed signs of life in this game. 78 yards and a touchdown, 7 catches. And Jerome Simpson, I was thinking about this, man. Of all the players in the NFL, Jerome Simpson may actually have, if you look at the end of the year, the most highlight catches of any receiver in the NFL, simply because the quarterback play is so bad in Minnesota. to make a catch, you got to be damn near, like, it's almost impossible to catch one.
Between him and Green?
Yeah, it's up. Like, A.J. Green is up there for sure. I just don't think nobody watch Minnesota's games like that because they're not good. But for me, man, I'll be like, yo, Jerome Simpson makes at least one outstanding catch every game, because it just be like, that pass is 10 yards over his head. Oh shit. Okay,
his arm stretched out
right
like Mr. Fantastic.
Will you be watching, you be like, will you be watching, you be saying shit like, who the fuck is Ponder throwing to? Okay, good catch. Okay, but Minnesota's terrible. And Chicago, man, I mean, I guess now that they lost, are they going to try to let Cutler start? Because I don't know if y'all been hearing, but I think Cutler on the low might have lost his job.
I thought he was hurt. I thought he had that concussion. Didn't he have a concussion?
Here's the thing, though. Jay Cutler says he's not hurt. The coaching staff says he is hurt.
Oh.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference, dog. And Alshon Jeffery getting 250 yards and a touchdown. You know, with Josh McCown.
I mean, RG3 said he was ready to play too. I think coach is like, man, fuck this shit. Concussions, we not playing. Owners not playing. Sit his ass down for 2 weeks.
I don't know, dog. Something about this feels a little Nick Foles, Mike Vickish to me. Like,
if they played him, he'd have been complaining. They rushed me out there. They know what they're dealing with Cutler. He gonna complain either way.
Here's the thing. When Cutler had that concussion out in Denver, they did the same shit to him, and then they traded him to Chicago. So, let's be clear.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah. I think he might be. I think it's just one of those things where people are slower to realize it than the coaching staff is. But I think they might be thinking to themselves, Cutler's not really that good. Like, they realizing finally, like, he's a – and it's not that he's terrible or anything, but he's one of those dudes that takes a whole lot of chances, gunslinger. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to the people who get mad whenever I bring it up because they cut Bears fans. But he has a lot of red zone turnovers throughout his career. Like, I know he was number one in red zone turnovers for a quarterback throughout the years that he's been in a quarterback. And then some dude tried to bring it well, through this season, it hasn't been. I'm like, he been hurt though, man. Come on. Like, don't try to manipulate the numbers. The numbers are the numbers, dog. And numbers never lie.
So you saying that if they got Alex Smith, they'll be happy in Chicago?
I mean, there's a lot of people that would be temporarily happy with Alex Smith. I don't think, you know, but as I told you, and I think two Denver losses and a Charger loss later, I think we can finally admit, them niggas not doing shit in the playoffs.
Hey, but let's be clear though. He had that second game against Denver.
Nigga, no, that was, okay, matter of fact, okay.
KC, they had it.
We'll talk about it.
Denver came, they had it. That first interception when he was trying not to be risky. Mm-hmm.
Denver routinely spots people 21 points. It's nothing to them. They routinely be like, man, they like the old people at the basketball court. Hey, y'all ready to play, man? All right, let's go. Play some defense. That's all they be doing. Patriots play the Texans. Only thing about this game, I don't really care too much about it, but the dude that did the press conference in the locker room after the game that accused the Patriots of using spy game to beat them.
Yes, I love that.
I love that. That dude is good. I like him.
And you notice nobody questioned, like, why is he bringing this up?
Like, this is a 2-10 team. Like, it's really, like, honestly, y'all, like, it's way more evidence that y'all suck. Like, where, like, what about all the other teams that beat you? Did they need to use the Spygate to beat y'all or what?
Right, but nobody said that. Everybody was like, well, you know what?
He got a point, y'all.
He does have a point.
He does have a point, if you think about it.
They said it doesn't make sense that the second half, they automatically know our snap counts.
He said, we was running plays we've never run before. I was like, well, that might be why they didn't work. He was like, how they know the play, though? He was, and then he was like, you got to get up pretty good to get up one on Tone Tadamus or something like that. Tone Stradamus. I was like, okay.
I was like, man, listen, y'all suck and are trash, but yeah. I'll go with this theory just because I'll go with it.
Yeah, just because fuck was, the Patriots.
He was so convincing. I was like, well, yeah. Maybe he got a point there.
Dude, I saw the quote, I saw the clip out of context. Like, you know how you just turn it on SportsCenter sometime and you don't catch the lead in?
Yep.
So I just like got right to him talking when he was like, look, they knew all our plays in the second half. How they know that? How did they know the plays? We run the plays you never seen before. I was like, who is this dude? I like him. It's like, he brought up that spy game.
I was waiting to hear later on, was there going to be an investigation?
Yeah, I would love to find out. Somebody, Goodell should look into it.
The Patriots didn't give no fucks because they didn't say anything. They were just like, well, all right, next
yeah,
game.
They was like, come on, dog. We whooped y'all ass, man. Shut up. Like, it's like, come on. It's like beating your little brother in basketball. Like, you was cheating. Okay, man.
Will Arian Foster have a job next year?
Yes, because Ben Tate is a free agent. And that is the only reason.
Right, but do you invest in Ben Tate and be like, fuck Arian?
Ben Tate don't want to be there no more. Like,
because of Arian.
The way, right. But you can see that it's an obvious, like, this is my audition to get off of this sorry ass team the way that he playing.
He going to Seattle, man.
Like, if, like, here's the thing, right? If, in the Texans game, he had like 3 touchdowns, 110 yards, right? The next game, they barely could get him the fucking ball. He gone. He don't want to be there for this shit. He like, man, somebody that knows how to give a running back the ball. Are y'all watching these games? Cause I could do it.
He going to Seattle. That's a great running team.
Dude. You know how money that is a great call, Justin. That's why you do the show. That's why people tune in to listen to you. Cause you know, Lynch is a free agent and they thinking he's getting too old and they don't want to extend his shit. So yeah, Ben Tate could fit right up in there, dude.
And he a big dude too.
And he play hurt, man. He doing all this with broke ribs.
Yeah, we'll take him. And he who doesn't want to play for Pete Carroll and have fun? Mm-hmm. And smoke weed in the locker room. I told you earlier in the season before all the testing came out, they was up there smoking.
Yeah, you said they was having fun, man. I didn't believe it. I was wrong.
Green coming up there, man. Green will see Seattle next year.
Yeah, hey, if AJ Green go up there, it's a wrap.
Green will see Seattle.
I don't even know how the salary cap could allow any of this. Like, they might be able to pay Ben Tate. I can't even imagine them getting AJ Green, but I don't know.
Because Russell Wilson's not making any money.
He's not. And nobody's talking about it.
That's how.
Yeah. But you know he about to get paid, though, because his rookie contract got to be up next year, right?
Next year, not this season. Next year.
They got to pay him this offseason. They cannot let him go into the end of his contract like that.
Yeah, he is not getting any money.
You lock a player like that up for a long time.
Man, he still... I wonder how much he got in baseball when he played baseball.
I don't know. Panthers beat the Buccaneers. Nothing to see here other than another dominant performance by Cam Newton.
Sorry about that, Shirley.
Yeah, sorry, Shirley. You know, I hate to see it happen to a better person, man, than you, but it is what it is, man. Panthers had to get these W's so we can keep riding our Cam Newton agenda.
And Shirley, I will say this. Because you actually escaped Florida,
mm-hmm.
It would be okay if you switch teams too.
I mean, now you in DC, so
I'm not even saying you have to become. I'm not saying you got to become a Redskins fan. I'm just saying now you could pick any team that you want because it's open market for you and it's not bandwagoning.
Yeah, be an Eagles fan. We never gonna win, so nobody can accuse you of being bandwagon.
Yeah, you're not bandwagoning.
And we have more drama.
Once you escape Florida, you can do what you want at that point.
Yeah.
Nobody will blame you, Shirley. Nobody.
But Tampa Bay is terrible. And Bobby Rainey finally came down off of that fantasy football sites he was. Where everybody was like, this is the number one pickup this week. 3 touchdowns, 100 and something yards. Looks like Tampa Bay found another one. And then everybody was like, you do know this nigga got cut from the Browns.
This is the thing I want to know, though. Even though Greg Schiano won, 2-3 games?
Yeah.
His job safe now. I don't know how he showed up.
How is that possible?
He showed the work 3 times.
They're 3-9.
Showed the work
3 times. He should get fired either way.
Why? And here's the thing. It was like, oh, he never lost the locker room. I was like, NFL players don't show up for the coach.
Right. Show up for the check.
Yeah. So, what do you mean lost the locker room? No, he did. Yeah. Once he gave them Mercer or poor working conditions, he lost the locker room. Then.
I hate that shit, too. They be like, but they playing hard. I'm like, yeah, but if your coach is sorry, it's different. You're playing hard. It's the difference between playing hard for your job and playing hard for your coach.
That's the Texans. The coach had nothing to do with wanting to play with Schaub.
Yeah. The coach came back. Well, the coach came back from a heart attack.
Yeah.
And they was like, you bye.
Right.
Bye, nigga.
They fired him an hour after the game.
They could not wait. It was like, Merry Christmas, nigga.
But you know why? Because if they'd have fired him while he was hurt from the heart attack, they probably would have had issues.
They couldn't do it then, yeah. But when they was losing without him, it was like, I remember how they, you know, we'll talk about it because I got that article, but they lionized his ass when he was out. The Jaguars played the Browns and nobody gave a fuck. The Bills played the Falcons, and I don't really care about this.
Nobody cared about that game.
Yeah, Roddy White finally had one good game.
And Ryan barely won that game.
Yeah, Matt Ryan continues to be terrible, even against the Bills, who are also terrible.
A quarterback not named Michael Vick.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start calling him in shop. But hey, he finally got up to over 50%, and he had 311 yards this
time. Vick could be back with the Falcons, man.
Yeah, he could, man. Could try to get that job. Dude, you know they could never put him on that roster.
He's saying all the right things.
No, I'm saying as long as Matt Ryan's there. Because the racial implications in Atlanta, son, there's no way. If Matt Ryan threw an incompletion, they're going to be like, put Vic in the game. This that bullshit. I pay my money.
Even though they sued Vic to get some of their money back, I still think he would go.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well, he needs the money. He would go wherever the money's at.
I think I would have to turn that job down.
The 49ers and the Rams played. The 49ers are 8-4 again. That's really the most to take away from this game. And their defense is playing great.
Man, so. but the last half of the season, the teams they playing just to.
Yeah. Well, the Rams, I think, are underrated. I think the Rams have a good running game, and a good defense, but, but the 49ers should beat them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the 49ers are sitting up there like, oh no, we're playing the Rams. But it was one of those games where I think you could lose to the Rams if you're, not taking it too serious.
Yeah, if you didn't do your game film and all the preparation. But that's what I'm saying. To go to, we was last year in the Super Bowl to now we barely beating the Rams.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were barely. I mean, I don't think they always were the blowout offensive talent that they had thought that people think they are. And remember, they're just getting Crabtree back, which I think is going to be a big impact down the stretch. And this week they play Seattle.
Not good for San Francisco.
Which is but I think this is their test though, right? Because the next two games are Tampa Bay and Atlanta, which they should win. But Seattle, man, that's
And isn't it at pretty home tough. In Seattle?
It's at home, Seattle, too, so there's no excuse to lose this shit.
Oh, Seattle not losing this.
I'm not calling it win or loss. I'm just saying for the 49ers, this is one of those games. You know what I mean? Like, if you lose this game, this is one of those, like, oh, y'all not really good. Like, y'all not ready. Y'all going to lose to these dudes in the playoffs.
And this is the thing about Seattle, man. When you look at their schedule, they haven't. It's not like they've been out here playing Tampa Bay. Excuse me, Shirley. Every week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been beating some good teams.
They've been playing other people that you like. Oh, this guy, this team will go far in the playoffs.
Not to mention the first of all, their wins are impressive, but people are sleeping on the fact that Week 1 matchup probably the toughest game of their season that they didn't lose. Yep. And it was against the Panthers. And everybody was just like, the Panthers, sorry. Seattle is, you know, is apparently not as good as we thought. Because that game was like, I want to say, it was something stupid, like 10-9 or something. Like, it was something.
It was close. Yeah, it was a close game.
Like, yeah, it was something crazy. And the Panthers lost because of D'Angelo Williams' fumble in, like, the last drive of the game in the red zone. So, yeah, that we might be seeing Seahawks-Panthers again at some point.
Yeah, I'm still going with Seahawks, though.
Broncos-Chiefs. You were giving Alex Smith some props earlier.
Man, look what they lost by. The one touchdown that he threw away at the beginning of the game.
Let's talk about some Alex Smith, bro. In the games against the Broncos, he's not even completing 50% of his passes. Like, the last game he completed 50%. The one before he completed less than 50%.
But we've said the Broncos have a good defense.
Not me. I don't think they have a good defense. I think the defense is better than people like want to give them credit
for. Better than average.
But they're not really good because they allow a lot of teams to score points on them. A lot. And not even on some, like, we scoring so fast. Like, remember when the Rams used to be up because they would score so right. fast and they would let the other team score? The Broncos get down because their defense doesn't play well.
Man, I'm just saying they only lost by the touchdown that he gave away at the very beginning of the game. They went down and scored, it seemed like, whenever they felt like it. And I credit it to Alex Smith and their coaching.
I credit it to the defense for the Denver is not good. It's just not. Like, they got to – It's funny, though, because I'm watching this Denver team, and it feels so much like the years where Peyton Manning has an MVP year, and he loses in the playoffs because his defense can't stop the run, and his offense, doesn't have, like, it's too finesse, and they get, you know, harassed, and their wide receivers don't get a lot of, a lot of receptions.
The other thing is, man, their offense doesn't have the ball that long. Even when they'll have the ball, score, the other team will take their time, drag downfield, wear the defense out.
Yep.
Peyton, I don't know if he just needs to hold the ball longer or do something, but that hurry up offense, no huddle, it's so fast paced that the defense is out there too long. That could be the reason too.
No Sean Marino tears though. Did y'all see that?
Yes. Waterfalls.
Yeah. That man was crying like,
don't go chasing water.
Like best man holiday and shit. I was like, his wife died from cancer or something? What happened? But yeah, that
he loves his country, man.
He does, man. He was just happy to be playing. He didn't play that well. 15 attempts, 18 yards. But he was like, I wasn't even supposed to be here. And Eric Decker had the game of the year for him.
Hey B, when was the last time you cried like that?
I can't recall.
What about you, Ron?
That ever happened.
I think the last time I cried like that, I saw Best Man Holiday. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Hug him!
The last time I cried like that was when my mama was beating my ass for going down to the park when I was supposed to be in the house on punishment.
Yeah, dog.
I take that back. When my mom beat my ass because I had a girl in the house. Oh,
yeah.
Like, word?
Yeah. Good whooping to do that.
And then he cried like he got beat, man.
Dude, he cried. And it was one of them cries like, you better stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about. Like, it was one of them
I
cries.
Was waiting on the snot to come out his nose.
Just silent slave tears, dog. Just.
Yo, I was waiting for that big snot bubble to just pop right in the middle. I was waiting.
But yeah, the Chiefs are terrible, as far as I'm concerned. They're not a real team. They beat bad teams and they lose to good teams. They just played a lot of shitty teams. And that's all it is to it, man. And they're not going to do shit in the playoffs. That's my prediction. Cause this was their game to, like, they beat Peyton Manning's receivers up. And this was the game for them to win. Cause they were at home.
Man, they look great.
And it would have avenged that first loss. And Peyton Manning is a fucking Super Bowl. He is a quarterback cyborg.
Man, they look great the first half. The first half, I know you had to feel like the Chiefs was going to win this game.
I didn't, man.
It was like 17-3 at the first
half. Y'all don't understand, man. I am unreasonably in Peyton Manning's corner.
What was the first half score?
I want to say it was like 21 to like 14 or something. Let me
see. No, not the first half. It was
first half. Yeah, 21-14. They went to halftime. Denver scored 14 points in the second quarter.
Man, it seemed like it was like 21-3.
You don't, right. Because you expect so much out of Peyton. And I could not be a bigger Peyton Manning fan to a point, because what happened was the people that don't like Peyton Manning went overboard. And you know how it's kind of like I started liking Kobe because people was unreasonably hating. When people was used to be like, T-Mac better than Kobe, I'm like, nigga, I will choke you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, like, it was like that for me with Peyton, because people say stupid shit like, oh, man, give me Alex Smith over Peyton. I'm like, Alex Smith ain't won shit either.
I'm not saying a better quarterback than Peyton. Nobody's saying that.
No, not you, but I'm just telling you how I got to this point. Okay. Is people would say shit like that to me, like, I'll take Phillip Rivers over Peyton Manning all day. I'm like, Phillip Rivers doesn't win no Super Bowls. What are we talking about? Like, well, I don't understand this, the logic that some of y'all have. Well, he's a choker. Then so are 31 other quarterbacks that don't win the Super Bowl every year, man. He real good is all I'm saying. So yeah, anyway, he's real good. So when they got down in this game, I don't worry about Peyton Manning losing until the fucking buzzer goes off. Like Tom Brady, like he's in that level, Drew Brees. He's on that level where I'll be like, well, they down 10, but they still got 30 seconds. So, I mean, maybe they can make it happen. I start feeling that Peyton Manning is going to tank right around like 2 minutes to go if they're down like.
It got to be up three.
Matter of fact, I'm going to take it back. I got to take it back. I actually start feeling that way when it's actually like less than a minute to go. And it's like third down and 15 and they need like a couple of Hail Marys or something. I'll be like, he can't throw a Hail Mary. Like he don't got the arm. Like it's gotta be a situation like that where I'm like, man, it's 4th and 27. It's a wrap. Cause he ain't going to throw it all the way down there. But other than that, no, he can pay Manning, dog. I don't never be worried about him.
And that's the thing. It's be 4th and 28 and he'll throw it. And you're like, damn, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. So. Like I don't, yeah, I have to see him lose.
He's going
to
get the offsides first.
Yeah, right.
He's going to get that outside.
You never know with this dude, man. I just don't have it. You know, I understand other people feel more strongly about it, but I put it like this. People that call him a choker and all this shit, if your team plays him in the playoffs, you're going to be nervous. And that's really all quarterback position is about.
I'm just saying, I felt like the Chiefs had that game. They was up first half. They was going downfield at will.
Nothing special. Good. You know who else did that? I think the Redskins did that. To the Broncos.
No.
Yeah, not, they did.
Not the Redskins.
Yes, they did.
Why
this
they
year.
Watched them stand there all year?
This year, dog.
This year?
Nah.
Yeah, let me look at this. Let me look this up. It. Hey, dog.
You're going too far now. You're going too far, Ron. You're going too far.
Because I'm like, wait a minute.
Let me look up the schedule real quick.
You just Washington, want that team.
October 27th. Washington played Denver.
Yeah.
21-45 was the final score with Denver winning. The score at the score in the third quarter was 21-7.
Right, 7 for the Redskins.
With the Redskins up. The Redskins scored 21-7 on Denver. And then Denver scored
what was the score of the first
38
half, though?
Unanswered points.
What was the score of the first half?
The first half? Quarters, the 7-7. 7-7.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. That's not at will. Like
I don't know.
That
I'm
was
just,
defensive. One of them was like a defensive. The defense
just,
scored the
Just
points.
Remember, my only point was they do this often.
The defense scored their points, though, man. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember how they scored. I just know.
Was it on offense?
All I know is. The Broncos do this often. The Broncos get down like this. If they don't win, it'll be because the defense it will give up major points to teams. But yeah, Broncos do this often.
Now, you know, as a matter of fact, it wasn't even the defense that held the Chiefs down. I mean, it wasn't the Broncos defense that caused that. It was Peyton's offense. I think he threw a pick six. For the Chiefs, like they,
it was something like that. Like he did, I think he threw like a couple ints, and then Welker dropped a couple passes, and he, for some reason, he just And maybe it's because Marino was hurt, but they really did not seem like they wanted to just stick with the run. And the Chiefs were giving them the run.
But that's what I'm saying. It makes the defense look like they're not doing their job when Peyton the one giving up points.
But I don't think he was like letting them score though. And put it like this, a good defense wouldn't have gave up them points though. Man, I still think a good defense doesn't give up that many points.
You getting the ball on the 30-yard line, I'm scoring on you.
They gave up 21 to the Redskins. This is not a good defense.
But offense gave up 7 of those points. Like the offense, Peyton's turnover.
To the Redskins?
Yes. That was like, I'm telling you, it was a turnover that game. Right. That Peyton turned it over and it was like the defensive player caught it and ran it in.
Yeah, here's the thing though. Peyton Manning ain't thrown but like maybe 4 picks this year. So that shit don't count for every game.
Fumbles and the running back fumbles.
You really want me to click on this link and look at his stats?
Go ahead, click on it.
Let me see. 41 touchdowns. Not 41. God damn.
He always should be first in fantasy league.
Yeah,
Between him, Drew Brees.
Right.
He does pick up Brady.
He has 9 picks, which I'm sure not everyone's been a pick 6. And I want to say
not all of them, but I'm saying against that Chiefs game, that one of those seemed like it was a pick 6, so they got like at the 15-yard line.
And you think in the Redskins game too?
In the Redskins game, it was like a fumble or something like that. How many
fumbles does he have for the year? Let me see.
I don't know if it, he fumbled or the running back fumbled. I'm saying it was like a fumble that we
picked up. Oh, okay. Well, they have 10, he does have 10 fumbles for the year, but only lost 6. I don't know, dog. I just think he good and the defense is not that good.
He great. Peyton Manning great.
Yeah, I don't think the defense.
Eli think he the best. I wondered what Thanksgiving was like. You know, Eli with them rings. You know he wearing his jewelry. You know he wearing his
Allow
jewelry.
Allow me to cut that with my 2 rings.
You know he wearing his jewelry home.
Yeah.
Dad sitting there in the middle like, come on, guys.
For sure.
Then they
talk about how much they hate Obama.
Go play some basketball. Take it out of the basketball court.
The Chargers played the Bengals. I don't really care. Bengals did win. They're 8-4. So looks like we're heading toward.
I don't even think AJ got the ball that much.
He got it like 1 time, dog.
I don't know what's up with Andy, man.
Andy trying to prove something. I hate when these starting quarterbacks be thinking they gonna prove something and shit. Like I might have the number one receiver in the league, but I don't need him. Matthew Stafford got all the way off that shit when he almost lost his job.
Yep. Really? Look at
the motherfucker started looking at that backup. He said, hold up. I could throw it to Megatron now. We don't got to get carried away.
Yeah. Like, I will throw it to him. Yeah. Matter of fact, and I'm going to start buying his dinner.
Yeah.
Every night on me. Groceries. Yeah.
Patting him on the back and shit. Giants played the Redskins.
Nothing to see, though.
Nothing to talk about there. And Seahawks beat the shit out of the Saints.
Excellent game.
Really, Seahawks might be winning the Super Bowl, dog.
On a short week, too.
Mm-hmm.
The shortest day, because they had a late game.
They held Drew Brees to under 200 yards.
They had a late game Sunday.
I don't think you understand.
It was a sad day in my house.
That's right. You a Saints fan. How does it feel?
It felt dirty and wrong.
Cue D'Angelo.
I wonder if I gotta have that somewhere now.
Because, man, listen. The first couple of plays, you was like, huh, okay, good. It's going to be a good game. But then the music came on.
Mm-hmm. Drew Brees and they're throwing them ducks. Like, damn, these niggas are fast. That's how Drew Brees looked the whole night. Damn, these niggas fast.
Do you see, I don't know if y'all noticed, but they do a lot of rollouts for Russell Wilson to the right.
Yeah, they do.
And he makes a lot of passes while running to the right. Mm-hmm. How accurate passes.
Yep, on the run.
How the fuck do you stop that? Because it's not 5-yard, 10-yard passes. He's throwing 30 and 40
yard passes.
I'll tell you how
you stop it. You defend the pass very well. You make sure that you keep
how?
It. I'm telling you how to do it. Justin, let me explain.
Go ahead.
You keep an extra defender out there for the wide receivers. You make sure your safety never loses contain.
Right.
And then you watch Russell Wilson run by all your linebackers for 47 more yards. That's all it is. That's how you stop him.
That's how you stop the pass.
Yeah, you can stop the pass easy. Just make sure you defend the pass and then you just watch him keep making you look like a fucking fool. God, he good. He's frustratingly good.
And this is what happened during the game. I was like, man, they rolling a lot to the right. He rolled to the left 50 yards downfield. What the fuck? How do you stop that?
I love and hate him at the same time because he is a football machine. Like, and by machine, I mean, like, even in the press conference.
Right.
He's like, it's like he was born to be a starting NFL quarterback his whole life. And even at 5'10 or whatever the fuck tall he is. Cause he never says or does the wrong thing, man.
He'll take a hit and be like, that all you got?
Dude,
he stays in the pocket and take hits.
Like, I don't want to play his team. I don't want my team to play his team.
Did you see, I don't know if you watched the game, but they was celebrating during the game, having fun. Mm-hmm. They ordered cotton candy on the sideline, though. They had popcorn on the sideline.
Now, when they ordered the popcorn and the candy, cotton candy on the sideline, what was you thinking about, B. Cole?
I was like, these niggas. Fuck all of them. And as soon as they kept making adjustments, like you said, it was like he would throw it 40 yards down the road. Okay, cool. All right, we'll start defending the pass. Then he just run up the middle. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Slide. He'll slide on you.
Did he do shit like slide? Will you be like, cause with a mobile quarterback, sometimes you'd be like, you know what, man, you getting us, but just one of these times, it's only going to be one time a linebacker's going to knock your block off and they're going to have to put the backup in. So, you know, so at least we get some payback. This nigga be sliding like shit. Like, oh, I slide for baseball, slide for a living.
Yep. Oh, run a play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. He learned, from the Seattle Mariners, he went to their training camp and learned how to baseball slide. I was like, son of a bitch. He's just better now.
God, man. Like, dude, they was like, you know, coming off this rookie season, you know, he's really good. So what all did, you know, like, what were you thinking about this year? He's like, you know, I just worked in the off season, work on my accuracy, work on my sliding, work on, you know, I noticed that I wasn't consistent. I was like, God damn, I love hate you, man. You're so good. I wish you would play for my team and not somebody else's team. God, he's so dependable.
Man, they have fun up there, man. They having fun.
But he's such a robot, though. It don't even look like he's having fun as much as he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
No, but I'm saying, like, even the coaches, when you was watching Pete Carroll laugh during the game.
The organization looks like they're having fun. I'm just speaking on Russell. Russell Wilson looks like, he's like Tiger Woods when Tiger Woods was dominating the PGA. And you had that feeling like, is he even having fun? Or is he just waking up every day like, how do I destroy these motherfuckers?
Right. But they got a guy named Sherman. Who the coach lets, they allow him to say what he want to say about any opposing team.
Yes.
And they support it. They having fun. He not even looked at it as a distraction on the team.
He not. That's true.
The reporters tried to bring it up and they was like, what do you mean?
Sherman is locking niggas up though.
Right.
That's the other part of that equation.
But how many other cornerbacks have you seen talk trash and play good and you still be like, Revis, you need to shut up, bro.
Yeah. It would be different if they was like, sorry, or if he would ever got like exposed, but Sherman be locking niggas up, man. It don't even matter. The first dude that got off on Sherman was Andre Johnson.
And you can't be mad at that.
Yeah, and that's
barely got off on him, though.
Yeah. And that was more like, oh, nigga caught some passes. Like, it's not even like, I think, and that was also because the backup was in. And you know what backups do. They get it to that man, dog. They don't have time to fuck around with that employment situation. That dude came out there and was like, where Andre? I'm just looking for. I forget what number. I forgot what number he is, but it's like, where's 80? And
he threw it to Andre Johnson 20 times. He threw it in his direction 20 times.
And nigga was like, hike, 1, 2, 3, where's 80? Where's 80? Where is Andre Johnson?
How did I lose him?
Right. Garrett Graham and them like, hey man, I'm open underneath, man. If you don't shut the fuck up.
You better be blocking.
I don't know your routes.
Why you not blocking?
You think I know your routes? I don't know your routes, dog. I'm looking at 80.
Move back. Tell them niggas move back.
Yeah. he be talking to them in the huddle like, he be talking, hey, look, man, nothing personal, but DeAndre, last time you were in your route, it kind of was close to Andre's. So can you just get to the other side of the field? I know that's not the play. I know
that's not the play. He don't say it that nice.
Well, what kind of route you want me to run? Man, I don't give a fuck.
He's saying it nice at all.
Run whatever you want. I'm not going to throw it.
He's telling him, get the fuck away from Andre.
You was in my vision of, hey man, you kind of got between me and Andre on that last play and I couldn't see him when I threw it to him anyway. So can you just move?
Don't you realize it was four people over there now?
Right.
Just full of little demons changing the play in the middle. Like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want.
Right. But the game plan said Mike Sherman gonna be over there. Man, I don't give a fuck about Mike Sherman. I'm throwing this ball.
You're like, who is that?
I ain't study these DBs. I look at this defense and this game film, man. I'm throwing this ball to Andre Johnson.
Did y'all not see me during practice? What was I doing? Nothing. Holding my helmet. That's what the fuck I was doing. You think I know plays?
I'm over there playing fucking Angry Birds, dog. I don't even have, that's not an iPad for the team. That's my iPad. I don't want my job.
You thought we was looking at plays. Now yeah, we're playing right. Angry Birds and fruit.
I'm the reason there's Wi-Fi out on the field now. Right. They didn't have this before I got here.
Case Keenum was throwing that rock, and that shit worked for like 6 weeks, man. Like they just realized they wasn't winning no way anyway. But like that shit was working. I fuck with that. I don't know if you guys heard, but the World Cup is coming. And apparently the United States will play Germany and Ghana in the first round of next year's World Cup.
Yep.
Facing nations that eliminated the Americans from the last three tournaments. So,
they about to get their ass whooped.
Yeah. My timeline exploded. I don't even fuck with soccer like that. And as soon as they announced it, my whole timeline was like, nigga, no, what? Why? What did we do? Which is funny because America was talking so much shit about Mexico and how we got them in. This year. Yep. And now look at us, about to get our ass kicked.
And I'm a big soccer fan, so when I saw that, I was like, well, sounds about right, because the World Cup don't give a fuck about the United States or any of the English soccer players. They don't give a fuck.
That's their one goal, is to not lose to America.
Dude, yep. And
that's it.
American soccer fans were talking the most shit last week too, man. Like I saw people being like, yeah, man, whenever I see a Mexican fan on the streets, I just walk up to him and be like, Dos Hazeros or some shit. I was like, why would you do that?
That doesn't make any sense.
They just like their team. Why would you even bring that up? But I guess they're going to be saying shit to us now.
And Mexico got the easiest group in the world. Like, they just breeze past some of these, like, random nations that I didn't even know had soccer teams. I was like, oh, okay.
It's crazy. One of my favorite things happened this past week. As y'all guys know, I don't like baseball, Major League Baseball at all. And I don't really like to talk about it. But what I do like is some Jay-Z. So I do like talking about him. Jay-Z basically got blamed. Matter of fact, I'll read it. He got blamed for Robinson Cano talks breaking off with the Mariners. For all the talk about Jay-Z's foray in the sports agent world, he hasn't been much more than a figurehead. But yesterday, for the first time I can remember, he actually took part in negotiation sessions. A meeting with the Mariners on behalf of Robinson Cano, it seems to have gone poorly. Cano's team, which also includes CAA's, Brody Van Wagenen, who presumably doing the actual negotiating, has come down significantly from the 10-year, $300 million deal they reportedly sought from the Yankees at one point. With the Yankees presumably out of the bidding, the Mariners, desperate for a free agent splash, emerges because Cano's only suitor, and their offer was $225 million over 9 years. And people were like, he's the reason that the talks broke up. You know, Jay-Z's ego and all this shit. It says, there are some strange undercurrents here that makes this news require more than the usual dose of salt. The weird singling out of Jay-Z in a way that we wouldn't see for any other agent, taking the greedy tag off of Cano himself. The news report says that Cano really actually wants to be a Yankee, and that's where Jay-Z has been pushing him all along. The claims that the Mariners were stormed out after, the single meeting. So keep in mind that the leaks are coming from three different sides of three different agendas. And that's not even counting the actual industry sources. So everybody was like, he's not going to get signed. Jay-Z's taking deals off the table. He's showing up in these meetings being disruptive. And I feel like they've been trying to like whittle down at him ever since he's made a foray into trying to be an agent. And then the news came out that, Robinson Cano actually got a $240 million deal, 15 more than they said the offer was, from the Seattle Mariners. So, Robinson Cano,
you coming with me.
Good job. Way to get paid, bro.
And he got him that extra year, too.
And he got 10 years.
Right.
And he got 10 years. And that's baseball money.
Which is what they said they weren't going to do anymore for anyone because of A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Scott Boras, you over, baby.
You know, just the other thing, man. The other reason you should want to sign with Jay-Z, because like they said, it's never the eye is not on the player anymore. It's mm-hmm. on your agent when you fucking up the talks. Because Robinson Cano could have been the one to be like, man, fuck this shit. If they don't give me 10 years, then get my money, I'm out of here. And mm-hmm. it all went on Jay-Z. Yep.
That's exactly what I heard. I mean, Robinson Cano was like, no, I don't want this 8 years, this 9 years. I want 10 years. I think he was asking for 260. And they were like, nah, bro, we ain't doing that. So,
yep.
I mean, Jay-Z was just that filter to catch that for him.
That's
and
like
giving him a year of $15 million.
Exactly. That is what your agent's supposed to do. But when it's Jay-Z, it's an ego-driven rapper who is coming in. But if it would have just been another agent, it would be like, yo, that was actually a savvy move. Like, the player doesn't look greedy. And the team blames Jay-Z. And then when he turns around and gets paid even more, it's like, oh, well, shit, I guess the agent was right.
And you know what else happened, man? At least 30 other athletes picked up their phone and fired their agent on the spot and called Jay-Z agency mm-hmm. immediately.
You know, hey, you know, when they call, he probably let it go to voicemail. I bet his voicemail sound like Crown. He'd be like, ha, you reached Jay-Z.
You hear Blue in the back.
Yeah.
Crying.
I'm not even take your call, pause. But yeah, that's like, I guarantee this nigga is like smiling right now. Like, yes, he got paid.
And you know what he also did? Convinced his client that Miami is where you want to be.
And you won't see, well, Seattle. He actually went to Seattle.
Yeah.
Where the weed is and
But he convinced him that Seattle is where you want to be and not New York.
And you know what's funny? You won't see anybody talk about this deal and mention Jay-Z. When it was fucking up, it was all Jay-Z.
Yep.
Nigga gets paid. SportsCenter leads off. This is a major signing. One of the biggest deals, you know, that Seattle's ever pulled off. What happened to Jay-Z though? Crickets? We crickets on these tweets? I'm looking at all these people. I'm looking at these tweets. I don't see not one mention of Jay-Z. Guarantee if I go through their Twitter timeline, yesterday it was Jay-Z was fucking up. I see y'all.
The only person who said something about it was Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
They were the only ones who kind of sort of gave Jay-Z a nod. But everybody else, CBS, NBC, ESPN, all these other people, completely silent. I was like, oh, word? All right. I see what y'all did there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Jay-Z over here.
Jay-Z.
Ha ha. You reached Jay-Z. I'm not able to come to the phone.
Jay-Z. And all his calls saw it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because how do you not get that amount of money for? And he called it in a song like yes. months ago. He called it in a song.
I know that people that it's not popular to stand for Jay-Z, but this is why I stand for Jay-Z, dog. Like he said that shit. Like who? Yeah, that nigga said he said they was gonna go platinum before he even sold the album, dog, and he did. I'm sorry, but I like that kind of shit. That kind of arrogance is okay with me. You keep delivering. Like, what do you want them to say? Rap about your life. This is my life. This is what I do. I make a lot of money and I keep fucking talking about it because it's what I do. Of course you can't relate to it.
He's not a businessman.
He's a businessman.
Come on.
I just can't relate to him. Of course you can't.
And he negotiated his, his percentage off the top, so
mm-hmm.
he signed at $245 million. Jay-Z's yep. getting $24 million off of that
just to show up to one meeting and be like, nah, just for that. but Jay-Z, we trying to
listen. I know they wanted to also add in their article. He showed up in his Timberlands and fitted.
Yep.
Right.
I know they wanted to say
that. Yeah, you know, he showed up in a button-up, but, I mean, it wasn't tucked in. Gary Kubiak got fired by the Texans after having a heart attack and coming back.
But coach, man,
how much do you think he regrets coming back at this point?
That's my coach.
Like, don't you have to, like, don't, if you're him, don't you have to think, like, yo, why didn't I just stay my ass in the hospital?
Stay at home.
For the whole rest of the season. I have a job next year.
Players do it all the time.
You can't fire a dude who just had a heart attack for your team.
I got my doctor's note.
Yeah, the team was losing without him anyway. I don't know if he thought he was going to come back and they were going to start winning or what, but, dog, you just needed to wait a couple more weeks.
Why didn't you call Sean Payton?
Yeah, right.
Ask him how. So listen, how did you stay out a whole year? Come back.
What was retirement like?
And get more money. You got signed.
What's a year off like, Sean?
your heart really appreciates it.
Yeah, it's like, actually, man, you know, I just did yoga. I just drank some green tea. You know, like, I just chilled out for a year. Came back, got to kicking ass. Why? Why you asking? No reason.
I bet you when he showed up to the office for that final week, it really, like, he showed up and was like, seems like some things are missing.
Yeah.
Because they already had most of his shit in boxes. They just kept, like, the one pitch on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
One or two things he could fit in a small box he could carry.
This is another reason I can never be a coach. Because you got to talk after shit like this. And if I would have been at that press, if I would have seen McNair, the owner, Bob McNair, having a press conference, I would have stormed that shit like a WWE wrestler and grabbed a mic. Cause he was like, this has been a very disappointing year. We started with such high hopes. To have this string of losses is unacceptable. I was like, you know what? It was very disappointing for me. I had a stroke, nigga. Do you remember that? During halftime of our nationally televised game when I had a stroke, I stroked out on the field and y'all didn't give a fuck and y'all fired me anyway. I remember.
He gotta go to college now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Should just put himself on the IR and just chill.
Right.
That's what I would have did.
Right.
But like, I had high hopes too. High hopes that I wouldn't have a stroke.
Ask Michael Vick about coming back early.
Y'all niggas stressing me out.
Ask Michael Vick about coming back early. You should have stayed at home, dog. One more week.
Kubiak's health has also been an issue this season. He suffered a transient ischemic attack or mini stroke on November 3rd.
Just say mini stroke.
Yeah. Come on.
What are you trying transient to impress with the words?
Yeah, it makes it sound like it's homeless. A transient attack? Oh, no. Homeless people beat him up?
Did he not lock his doors?
Yeah.
It's 2013.
There's a soup kitchen in his car.
I know we're in Texas, but come on.
Remember those fans found Matt Schwab's house.
Yes. They might have found his crib too. That transient ischemic attack. Sound like a Muslim terrorist type thing. Oh, the ischemics got him? They fuck with Al-Qaeda, right? I think we can talk about this story very quickly. We talked about it already on the Blackout Tips, but, I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming you guys will agree, but I can't say for sure. I haven't talked to you about this. Mike Tomlin got fined $100K. And the Steelers may lose draft picks. I think the draft picks thing is a bit extreme.
I think the $100K is extreme.
Hold on. And I think we're going to wait until we find out what draft picks y'all getting to say which ones y'all losing is really fucked up.
Yes.
Like, tell me what my whooping is now. Right. I don't want my whooping and then get grounded indefinitely. Just give me my whooping now. The $100K, I understand only because my opinion is that this is a punishment you have to give them that you're really giving the whole league where you're like, nobody better ever try this shit again. And that's why they went overboard with the $100K is to be like, because I think everybody's looking at it like, well, nothing really happened. The dude, you know, didn't get, like, they still lost the game. The dude didn't score a touchdown, but they scored a TD or a field goal on that drive anyway. Nobody got hurt, but I think you have to punish him for the idea, like, somebody could have got hurt. Somebody, you know what I mean? Like, if they could have lost that, you know, the Ravens could have lost the game off of that. I think you have to look at it like that. They also downgraded the officials in this game for not flagging him. Justin, what were you going
to
say?
No, I was going to say, man, that $100K is excessive.
It's
man.
A lot, dog.
They fined him like a hit to the head, Rodney Harrison type hit to the head fine.
Mm.
Like, for a first-time offense, a coach that's not known to be a troublemaking coach.
He is on the competition committee, too. You think that has something to do with it? With the number, the amount that they fined him?
I That had everything to do with it. That's what Roger Goodell had already said. He was like, well, he's a leader. He should know better and this, that, and the third. And I was like, oh, I see what y'all finna do.
Yeah. I don't even think he was aware the game was in play at the time.
Okay, now that's where we disagree. That, because
I know he the head coach, but he not looked just, distracted.
It's not just that, but you are now telling me Mike Tomlin is stupid.
No, I'm not.
And I don't believe you.
I'm saying
I'm a nigga that has done shady shit on a basketball court to win a game. I know the shady shit look when you get away with it.
It's not Jason Kidd shady. I'm not saying he Jason Kidd shady. I'm saying I think he was doing something else. He was talking in his earpiece. And you seen, you had a conversation on the phone and you turned and walked the other way because it's a heated conversation. You distracted. You're not paying attention. One of those type conversations. Like, you've had a conversation on your phone where you've gotten out of line. It was, you had to get out of line type conversation.
I think he was having that conversation. You have completely made up an entirely different scenario than what happened on that field.
I'm just saying.
He was standing as close as possible on the field, looking at the Jumbotron, which tells you.
No, he was away from everyone else. He said. Talking on the mic.
No, he said he was looking at the Jumbotron.
You can't admit talking on the mic.
But he.
Bruh, he was 10 yards in from the start.
Dog, cause here's the reason I don't want people to try to take it away from him like he bumbled out there by mistake. Is cause I think it's so fucking smart. It's ingenious, dog. Like, It really was one of those moments where I was like, why has anybody tried this before?
Nah, cause that, you saw why. You already know why.
But it don't matter. He got caught, but in the big scheme of things, he basically kept a dude from scoring a sure touchdown. And nobody has ever tried this shit in the NFL.
They tried it all the time. They stopped it after their special teams.
That shit was more, nah. See, that was a coordinated attack. Like that shit. He had other people standing there. He got so many people involved that you knew something was up. I'm saying nobody has ever tried to, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Cause it was so smooth. Like when he did it, like we were watching the game live. And I was like, what y'all Mike Tomlin? Damn. And then after when they showed the replay, I was like, oh shit. He did that on purpose. He's so smart.
Nah, I don't think he'll pay attention.
You should look at his face when you see it again. That's yes. Like, he was trying to tiptoe out the way, and he was like, wait a minute. Something don't look right, bro.
And if you look at how he moved, he never actually looks at the dude running by him. He moves right before he gets there, like, okay, and this is about where he is on the Jumbotron slide. It was so good, man. He's good, man.
He never took his eyes off the Jumbotron. I was like, wow.
Y'all will not take this away from him. I'm sorry. The man is a genius. And I respect him too much to be like, now if it was Lovie Smith, like it's certain coaches that I would be like, yeah, that nigga's stupid, dog. Like Wade Phillips, I'm like, Wade Phillips, dumbass, probably be out there not knowing what the fuck is going on. Mike Tomlin, too good, man. He's so smart. He took away their video games and made them start winning, man. He a genius, man. I respect this man.
Man, did he take away the video games or did he get Big Ben some extracurricular come on, man. Assistance?
Hey, dog. Mike Tomlin is so good. He got his job when he wasn't even supposed to get the job. Like they gave him the token black person interview and walked out of there like, this nigga's good. We got to give him a job.
He sold him a car.
I'm sorry, man. I feel like everybody trying to make it seem like it's not on purpose is disrespecting this man. Like, Jason Kidd shit, is different because we know that he did it because he can't coach. It's totally different. Mike Tomlin did it because he's so good.
He held the light-skinned coaches back.
Speaking of which, Jason Kidd got fined.
Of course. Was his fine $100K though?
I don't know, but why was he stupid enough to say hit me first? Right. Stupid.
Why did the player do it?
Right. What's so dumb? What a dumbass, man.
Isn't this the third time this year he's been suspended or fined?
I think so, man.
New York. He started out with the drinking and driving.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
did not only that, but he said hit me with a cup in his hand. Like, it looked like a cocktail. It did look like a cup of water.
All these cameras.
It looked like a cocktail. Was he having a cocktail?
Does he not know that there's cameras?
it wasn't water. It wasn't Gatorade.
He was holding it like a mixed drink. He was.
He had the mixed drink glass. Everybody else, all the other coaches in the league drink out water bottles. They got their own personal something. He is like a cocktail drink, man. Same glass and all.
Does he not have TNT? He don't know about the HD cameras or something?
Oh, damn, Jason Kidd.
How did he think he was going to slide that hit me by everybody?
I figured out, man.
You didn't see that big-ass boom mic? Like, man. Really? Like,
His
new wife has to be pregnant, man. She has to be for him to be acting like this.
I don't know. You know he got caught drinking. Got that DUI last year. That's why he got suspended at the beginning of this year.
He's stressed out.
He might just be stressed, dog.
Then what's the coach's move?
For the record, balls deep. We be knowing our shit. I told y'all at the beginning of the year this shit wasn't gonna work. You cannot have a fucking coach that is as old as the players on the team. They won't respect them.
They feel like mad after the game.
Yeah.
On the plays.
They be like, man, I don't give a fuck about you. Man, shut up, Jason.
They was arguing with minutes. It started out with something as simple as minutes.
Look, dog, they be calling him Jason. that's what I'm saying. They played against this nigga like a year ago. They don't,
even a year ago. Like 8 months.
Yeah, 8 months ago, I was busting your ass on this court. Now you supposed to be telling me what to do. You ain't my master.
No, shut up, kid.
Yeah.
You're just a kid out here.
I figured Jason Kidd under stress because his ex-wife is back and wants some money.
Maybe that's what
she used to whoop his ass regularly.
She did, dog. But yeah,
he won one fight and got in trouble.
Dog, can you just hear, like,
one fight?
I could just see them in, like, remember when he said he was going to have a, he's like, well, you know, as part of our strategy this year, we'll probably rest KG. He's getting a little older. We'll probably rest him on back-to-back nights. Give him the second night off. And KG was like, no, I ain't.
And he was good.
And he didn't. Like, more important than him saying I ain't, he didn't. Can you picture Tim Duncan doing that to Popovich? No.
Nope.
You can't even, you know, only person I can picture doing that is Kobe. But that's because he's Kobe. But other than that, I can't picture any superstar being like, fuck you. I do what I wants to do. You go, okay, well, we have to talk about that. If that's what coach wants, you know, we haven't discussed it. Or something like, you don't say no.
Even LeBron tried it and he set his ass the fuck down on Spoelstra.
Yeah. You can't, dog. So yeah, Jason Kidd.
But why did he demote his assistant? How do you get demoted as an assistant?
Now, he blamed Lawrence Frank for this shit. And then they publicly humiliated the man.
The actual coach on the team.
The real coach. Yeah. And then they publicly humiliated him by being like, yeah, he just shuffling papers or something around here. Like he a secretary and shit.
How do you demote an assistant?
Yeah.
That's like saying the water boy's job has now been changed and we're giving him less responsibility.
Excuse me, Lawrence, can I talk to you for a second? Yeah. I need you to freshen up my drink real quick. You know, he gonna be spitting in his coffee like silly and color purple.
Take the water boy job. Frank is now the water boy.
What an asshole.
The water boy now just only brings the water to the, behind the bench. But Frank has to get the water now.
Trinidad James is right about New York. That's all I'm saying. Trent Richardson, Trinidad Trent.
Oh, come on.
Trinidad Trent finally said what I've been saying the whole season.
Nope, I disagree.
It doesn't matter. He said it. You can't disagree with a fact. He said that he blames himself for being sorry as shit.
No, that caption is taken totally out of context.
It's about time.
Totally out of context.
Nigga, before Sunday, he was like, it ain't me. It's not my fault. And I was like, but you, the consistent factor in you sucking through two teams now has been you. The other niggas get back there and they run just fine. And your ass run right into the linebacker first of all, every time.
It's Cleveland. So, it wasn't his fault in Cleveland because it's Cleveland.
Dog.
Indiana might be his fault. They line suspect anyway, especially the Russian line. But Cleveland, not his fault.
Hey, nigga, he said, I learned about myself Sunday, how humbling it was. I have to step up. I have to make sure I'm doing my job because he was watching Donald Brown get them yards. Donald Brown was like, let me show you how to hit a hole, young fella. It's like this.
Wait, so. The shitty part was when they panned to him on the bench and he was sitting there. He was mad as shit.
Mad.
Like, they ain't shit for that.
Yeah, they been giving you, like, honestly, man, they gave him a lot when he came in the league. Like, hey, you are number one running back.
But it came from Cleveland.
I know, man, but I'm saying, like, this is his first, no matter where it comes from, for him, this is his first experience with really, like, someone sitting him down like, hey, dog, you sorry.
It's like if I
and it's ask, your fault. It's like, not us.
It's like if I ask for Lay's and you go get me the salt Frito. It came from Cleveland,
right?
Dog.
But listen what I'm saying. But listen what I'm saying, Jay. It's like so. It's like when you live with your mama, and she's like, Justin, listen, you are the handsomest, most intelligent man. You will make anybody a perfect catch, and you like, yeah. You walk out the house like, yeah, I'm the man. I can't get no numbers, but I'm still the man. These girls won't come home with me, but I'm still the man. I mean, they won't even say hi to me, but I'm still the man. And then you move out, you go to college, and people are like, Justin, your breath stank. Why the fuck? What's wrong with your hair? Where'd you get these bum ass clothes? And you be like, nah, I'm the man.
Right.
That's how he is right now. And he's finally getting it. He's like,
But his mama fucked him up in the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is Cleveland. Cleveland would be his mama.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you that Cleveland is a fucked up franchise. That's not my point. My point is this nigga been sorry.
Nope. What I'm saying is that Cleveland fucked up his expectations.
Yeah. He expect not to be sorry. And he is.
Nope. But
is the expectation
sorry.
To hit the hole?
He's not
hitting it.
He's not that sorry. Number one running back material?
Nah,
probably not, because that would say Cleveland was right about picking him at number one.
Right. Like,
Cleveland
think about
wasn't right at anything.
Right. Take your theory further, man.
But what I'm saying
they've been
is,
wrong from jump, and this is just.
But they can't be right in trading him. That
okay.
would prove that they're right again. They can't be right.
They were right, though, because look, here's
they
the
can't
numbers.
Be right.
They were 4.27 yards per carry before the trade.
Mm-hmm.
After the trade, 4.92 yards
yeah,
per carry.
Yeah, he's sorry. And that's what
it's
old.
Still a 4 point. It's
that's
still
what,
a 4 point.
Hey, that's what old niggas. That's what like McGahee. Yeah.
Man,
Ogbonaya. Here, okay.
The Lions said, you know what? We could be gone too. Let me play better.
I've been thinking about it though, Justin. I figured a way that maybe you will be right in the end, right? They fuck up the draft pick. Then it's still Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we made out. We got rid of him and we got a draft pick. If the draft pick is worse than him, then you still was right. They Cleveland. It never works out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can see that happening.
It's not that.
Right
it's
now,
not that.
I have to defend my stance that Cleveland can't be right and get rid of him.
But it doesn't
and
mean
smart with that.
It doesn't mean that he's good. Just that whoever they do get has to be worse. That's it. That would be a Cleveland
And that
move.
Will happen because it's Cleveland.
Yeah. Like if they
just
take.
Just like, it doesn't matter what sport is Cleveland. Look at the Cavaliers. Yeah. Look at.
Like if they take this first pick and they be like, hey man, let's get, the quarterback from Alabama or something like that. I'll be like, that's typical Cleveland. Typical Cleveland. The one dude that everybody's like, man, don't take him.
They take McCarron.
Yeah. If they take McCarron in that first round, I'll be like, well, that's a Cleveland move.
No, they take Johnny Manziel and then, let him break his back in the first game.
I just didn't want to wish that voodoo on Johnny Manziel because I kind of like that
when
kid.
When they already have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Come on now. You know Cleveland's going to do some
Yeah,
dumb
Cleveland
shit.
Going to do some dumb shit, though. I just hope it don't happen to somebody I like. Jameis Winston got off that case, y'all.
I'm is free.
Yeah. Jameis free.
I'm is free.
Now, I still think... Like, whatever shady ass sex he was having, that shit need to come to an end. It don't, cause like, the fact that your sex puts your ass in question for anything is a bad move for, like, and I think dudes need to start thinking about it, in a more responsible way. Not just, well, she was gonna fuck seven people, so why not let me be eight?
I wanted him to hit that Bill Clinton where I did not have sexual relations.
Dog, they wouldn't let this dude talk. They not gonna
smart.
Let him.
Smart.
James, only thing James talk about is winning and Jesus.
Have you seen
That's
his,
it.
Right. His interview, and he shares even that is too much. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I just want to thank my team, thank God, everything about them, my coaches, great coaches. And it's like, he could be done, but he'll say it 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, if he said, well, I didn't touch that woman, I didn't really touch her,
and
I shouldn't have touched her. It's like, whoa, okay.
And the way the state attorney was talking, it didn't sound too good. Like, it wasn't like one of those, well, look, we talked to her, basically she admitted that it's some type of setup. It was like, we can't prove it.
He put the tip in,
but something happened.
He put the tip in. He was like, I don't have a condom though, let me I'm pulling out.
Anytime they hit you with the something happened, like, that's the same shit dude said. It was a little stronger with Big Ben, but it's the same. It was the same type of like statement where it was like, I ain't saying he innocent, but but I'm saying I won't be able to find the evidence to convict him. And then there seemed to be like a delay, and you know, the whole thing that worried me was it felt like adults getting involved in college football in shit for college football reasons again. Like, it just felt that way. Like, even the timing of the fact that the case came back up during his run for the Heisman felt real like somebody at a message board at NC State.
Who phoned this in?
Yeah. Like, it felt like all of that felt like somebody was trying to take the dude down, as opposed to police just doing their fucking job like they should have did in the first place.
Yep.
And we'll never know, because anytime you have like a fucking year delay in, you know, interviewing witnesses, you're probably not going to catch somebody in something like this.
Remember the story differently.
Yeah. And
But she told some untruths too.
Like what?
During her story. They were saying how she said, you know, she hadn't been with anybody else. It was only... like him, and then you find.
Well, she also said she took a shot at his. She thinks she took 4 or 5 shots. Bartender said she took 1. Like, it's been a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, dude, this is the police's fault, for innocence or guilt. Like, we'll never know. He might be innocent. We'll never know, because if you don't look into something like a rape accusation seriously at the time that it happens, while all the memories are fresh, you're probably never gonna find out. I mean, this motherfucker was like, a year ago, you were working at the bar. How many shots did this girl have? I don't fucking know. I work in a college town and people drink. How the fuck would I know? And like, with football being involved, you know, niggas was like, oh, nah, one drink.
Yep. But as a bartender, you can't admit to over-serving somebody where they're too belligerent, because then you lose your license.
Exactly. It's too many motivations in this shit, and you waited a year, dog. It didn't help also the state attorney had a fucking Florida State town. What was that? The fuck was that?
Clearly biased. Hey. I thought I was the only one who saw that. I was like, nigga, is that...
Yes,
what,
right.
Is, what is that?
He had an attitude.
He said, fuck you. Without actually saying fuck.
He had an attitude with the media. They was like, so is there any evidence that you think could come forward that would make you possibly bring about charges in the future? And he was like, maybe for y'all. I mean, we did our job. They was like, what do you mean for y'all? He's like, y'all, you guys. I was like, what's wrong with this dude? Like, could you make yourself look any more complicit in a cover up? Even if you're not covering it up, just shut the fuck up. Be like, listen, this is what happened. This is the facts of the case. This is what I remember. You guys can, it's all public record now. You guys can go through it and look at stuff for yourself. That's all you got to say. Yo. Instead, this motherfucker got me like, I mean, I don't know why y'all are so interested in it anyway. I'm like, dog, shut the fuck up.
Yo, famous Jameis lawyer. Oh, he is a great lawyer, man. Did you see his press conference?
I haven't seen his.
He was answering all type of questions from reporter that you would want him the way you would want. He was like, first of all, my client was, he's always innocent until proven guilty. So what do you mean?
Mm.
He was answering shit like that. He was like, well, you know, he was never even charged. So I'm confused as to what do you mean?
Does the school pay for that? Or does that person do it pro bono?
He said he didn't get money from the school. So I don't know who covered his fees.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I was wondering. I was like, would that be considered? Cause some people were like, I asked that on Twitter and I got 17 different answers.
I can explain, being as this, if they are suing the school,
mm-hmm.
The NCAA, the school cannot officially pay for a lawyer. But what they can do is that they can get the NCAA to get them a lawyer for, let's say, it happened at a school or whatever, and they're going to represent the school and that player. So they do that. Or they have law students that are affiliated that come back and do pro bono work for that university. They usually end up with those cases.
Okay, I figured it had to be something because I was just like, it sounded weird to just be like, this dude got a top flight lawyer, but that's not a special benefit as being an athlete. Because I feel like if I got charged with some shit, I probably don't get the top flight defense attorney.
Yo, of course, that dude, man, I'm telling you, the way he was asked, one of the reporters asked, well, if he was cheating on his girlfriend to have, you know, and she was having sex with this girl, what does that say about his character overall? And I was like, well, what the fuck kind of question is that? Like, how are you going to quit cheating on your girlfriend?
You know what? Now, for the record, and I'm not saying that, I still think the state attorney should have kept his, like, y'all and the media comments to himself. Mm-hmm. But I think this is what happened when you come to a town like this and you start questioning people who normally aren't questioned. Like, normally a guy like that tells you what he thinks and everybody walks away at the press conference. But I will say, the most sickening thing about the entire affair is that people only care because it's football. And it has bothered me the whole time. Like, I can't really follow the case because you hear, like, if I mention it on Twitter, my timeline automatically fills up with people that are like, oh, I'm an Alabama fan, so fuck him. Or I'm a Florida State fan, so I don't care what happened. Or I just want to see some football, so who cares? And that bothers me to no end because some shit is bigger than a fucking game.
Yep.
And when you see people ask questions like you just brought up, Justin, when they're like, what does that say about his character? You know that they're saying that because of the Heisman and not because of actually, you know, because it really has no bearing on the case, whether he was cheating on his girlfriend or not. But some asshole who has a vote for the Heisman who thinks that shit is the most important thing in the world, more so than a fucking sexual assault, allegedly, he's looking at that kind of question like, yeah, good question.
Oh, yeah, they did ask his lawyer, too, about how do you think this will affect his Heisman vote and all that stuff. It's like,
weirdos, man.
He was like, well, hopefully it shouldn't affect at all because he was never charged with anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's answering the right way, but just the question itself is so
like,
fucking...
Why ask?
Yeah, it's so loaded. Like, yeah. I know it seems like I care about, you know, possible sexual assault. I don't give a fuck about her either. What I'm here for is to know about the Heisman. So what you think about that lawyer who has no fucking determination in the Heisman at all?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Stupidville all over again, man.
Somebody gonna fuck around and ask, Jameis about this shit, dog. That's gonna be the next step. After the game, dog, somebody gonna be like, oh, yeah, good game. What about that rape you got away with? This is me. I'm from ESPN. Can I help?
Yeah, he's gonna super tackle him through the wall.
Right. Wait till like people think it's bad. Wait till places like TMZ start getting a hold of the idea that you can track down these college athletes, man. Cause like they do it to the pros already, but it seems like they think college people are off limits for now. Mm-hmm. But it won't be long before we start getting like cell phone videos and camera videos of like them walking up on like a dude like this and being like, why'd you rape her, man? Why'd you rape her? What was up with that rape? You're a rapist, right? You got away with rape, didn't you? You think, is Ben Roethlisberger your favorite quarterback? Like, yeah. All of a sudden we're going to start seeing shit like that. Cause you know, these people don't have that reverence for sports or college, you know, athletics like that. And I guarantee you that's the next step, dog, is a motherfucker getting yoked up by Jameis Winston and then being like, he did it.
I will say the fact that he's not accused, I hope it's not a situation that he did it and he got away.
I hope he didn't do it, honestly. And the way it sounds, he probably didn't, you know, like, it's kind of like the Kobe thing where it's like, that doesn't sound like like he did it. But at the same time, when the police don't do their job, you never know.
Yep.
Because they didn't do that fucking job.
But what I'm saying is that I hope that when he starts to, when he goes to the NFL and they interviewing him, that it doesn't affect that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fact that he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's not accused and all that. Because they are going to question him.
Yep. It's going to come up when it's combine time.
Yep.
And, also, another thing, though, if this is something that he participates in regularly and if this is some type of risky behavior or something, or even worse, if it is a sexual assault, it'll come back up because dudes that do this shit don't do this once.
Yep.
Like with Ben Roethlisberger, never got convicted, but been accused 3 or 4 times
that we know about.
That we know about, right?
Yep.
So shit like this comes up. So I just hope that this is a misunderstanding. I think a lot of people make some youthful, weird mistakes, man. I think a lot of us did as like sexually, like you like, yeah, man, I'll do this. I'll do that. I never really got involved in like no trains and shit. I got invited to a few, but I never want to see another dude fuck in front of me. It's just not on my list of turn-ons or whatever. But I've been invited to this shit and my mind was like, what if I'm the guy that is the no? You know what I mean? Like, I never was like, if she's fucking, I assume I'm down too. I don't know that. She fuck around and be like, I was cool with them other seven dudes. I don't know this nigga. So I'm not going to prison for y'all. And and people are saying stupid shit. He's a football player. They should never have to sexually assault somebody. Yeah, cause that's all it's about. The availability of sex. That's what rape is about.
Cause they automatically are told yes. Yeah. Every single time.
And 4% of rape, accusations turn out to be like false. So like, that ain't a high enough percentage for motherfuckers to get on some rant about how these women need to stop. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's the exception that's always publicized because it is right. The exception.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's despicable. Okay, guys. So let's talk down any woman who may have a 50-50 chance of getting her, justice.
And a lot of them are, I bet you that 4% would be lower when you look at the fact that a lot of women just back out of it because of the harassment and the other things that come along with the trial.
She even said part of the reason she didn't come forward to like talk about it is because she thought all the harassment on Twitter to other victims of like sexual assault and stuff, it just wasn't worth it, which says a lot about our society. And she's right, because these motherfuckers are crazy. Like, you combine football, we've been saying it forever on the show, you combine football with shit like sexual assault, you find out the scumbags that humanity is so fast, man. You be like, damn, nigga, it's a rape. You're not even going to give that shit pause. It's like, nah, nigga, Jameis Winston.
They're not even hiding their name behind it. Right. Like, they putting their name behind these actions.
Niggas be like, Florida State all day, dog. We rape them. We don't give a fuck. I'm like, this is not a cool thing to do or say. Is that your daughter in your avatar? What's wrong with you?
Well, she shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Wait, you saying your daughter shouldn't have been there? That's what I'm saying. My daughter would have been at the house.
Right.
If she was out, then it'll teach her ass a lesson. Listen to daddy.
you evil because they undefeated. What's wrong with you? You know, if they had 5 losses, they'd be like, the nigga did it. Just get him off the team. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
God damn.
And the crazy thing about this whole thing is that, like, when you mix sports and sexual assault, and I mean it's sport in any, pretty much any sense of the word at this point. It's so sad how the adults and the people in the situation just completely victimized the victim all over again. Like it was her fault or whatever the case is.
Yep.
But the other part is that people, the boosters and whatnot, they don't give a damn. They just want it to go away. So a lot of times they'll hire a lawyer, they'll hire a team, they'll hire, you know, I've even heard in cases they'll pay the girl off, you know, to drop the charges, you know.
That's the thing. I'm not even, that's the thing. I can't say he's guilty, but because of how much people get involved in this shit, I'll never be able to say he's innocent. And that's fucked up on everybody's part. Yep. You know what I mean? Like that, they really should, like adults need to step the fuck back and let the criminal justice system handle this and not the football justice system, which is if you're winning, we'll figure a way out of this.
It's 3 people that know the truth. Jameis, that girl, and Jameis's mama.
Jameis's mama.
Because I'm sure she had a conversation. Boy, was your Daniel raping them women. And when he went home and he had to look her in the face and he started to stutter, mama, mama.
Yeah.
If he was stuttering, she knew right then he was lying because she know her baby.
I think if there were witnesses in the room, they might know something. And also, lost in the shuffle of this, somebody probably still is going to get away with a rape even if it wasn't him. Because from her recollection, it was all hazy and shit, but they did find evidence of sex. She does have a recollection of all this shit happening. Like, we don't know what happened, but she could have still been raped and just not by this dude. And motherfuckers are running around here talking about how bad of a person she is. Shut the fuck up. And also, I don't understand how a man participates in a train and a woman participates in the train, somehow her character is questionable and his isn't. I'll never understand that either. It seemed like both of y'all having sex, right? Like, I don't know. Seemed like the judgment to go eighth in the train would be more. I don't know. It's some weird logic there that I don't understand because I don't do trains. The Cavs are shopping Deion Waiters.
I don't even know who he is, so.
Okay.
Right. And that's why you know it's too late.
Now, wasn't he like the second draft pick?
First round draft pick last year. This is his second year, and they're already ready to shop him.
But it's that other rookie that they have that this year that they should be
nigga
working on.
I feel like they got the color purple curse on them. They did that shit to LeBron, and ain't nothing worked out for them since.
Dan did it to himself.
Yep. Only thing going, and the only reason Kyrie's working out is so when he leave, it's gonna hurt even more.
You know, but you know why? Because he was the first one after.
Yeah.
And he, that's
well,
why
also, he lied to them kids. He'd be lying to the kids.
It was a tease.
Yeah.
He would sit there to bring back all the hurt again.
Dad gonna be like, but you said, you said to the child. Look, man, I'm sorry. You are Uncle Drew.
He not gonna say sorry.
Dad, I gotta go, man.
He not gonna say sorry.
Tell the kid I apologize. Tell him yourself he's here. Bring out the kid.
Hey, look, kid, you know what I'll do? I'll buy you a jersey. I'll buy you one of my jerseys.
By the way, typical Cavs fashion, they overrating the fuck out of this nigga. They think they gonna get Iman Shumpert or Evan Turner.
Nah.
No. Fuck no.
I know who those guys are. Nah.
Right. They might get a second round draft pick at best.
Yeah. What the fuck are y'all thinking, man?
Nah.
Oh, and then my favorite quote this season in college, I mean, pro basketball anyway, came from Deion Waiters when they were talking about why they were losing. And he was like, well, when you got two stars such as me and Kyrie.
He really tried it, didn't he?
He said that.
Now, you know who Deion is, man? Him and Kyrie probably hang out all the time, just like when you was in high school and you and your homeboy. So even though he wasn't as good as you, you still pumped him up like, man, we was winning that game. What, we was killing. You always put the we in it.
Yeah.
But really, you mean I?
Yeah. was passing to me a lot.
Yep. That's exactly how LeBron felt.
He's a dude that gets in 2 minutes and they either up by 28 or down by 40 and he knows nobody cares anymore.
Yeah. Deion got, if y'all get a chance to look at his YouTube clips, he got some pretty funny highlights too.
Oh, like, that's why he got.
He do some pretty stupid shit sometimes. You like, why are you shooting that?
I bet he got a Vine.
Yeah, he probably do.
I bet he got a Vine of him spending more time making videos.
Roger Mason Jr. got robbed Sunday, the Miami Heat guard. Hmm. And an incident where gunshots were fired at a Miami restaurant. Oh, Florida. Four suspects took Mason's Rolex as well as his sister's purse before fleeing Nido Cafe in Miami. Two of the four suspects were later arrested and the watch and the purse were found with them in an Escalade. Mason did not speak Tuesday morning following the Heat shoot-around, and the team issued a statement before the game. That said, due to the ongoing legal investigation, they weren't going to comment. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra did address the situation. He said it was a scary moment. According to the Sun Sentinel, we talked about it as a team. Thankfully, they came out of it unharmed. You have to count your blessings sometimes. There are so many unpredictable things that can happen when you think you're just going out for a nice dinner. Thankfully, everybody is safe and two of the people have been caught. So,
who out here in Escalade is robbing other people, though?
Right. You got the Escalade. Right. You won in life. What are you doing?
Why are you out here robbing other people?
He must have just robbed him because he liked
and
the Rolex.
And he had to notice, right. You have enough taste to notice this dude got an expensive ass watch on his arm that's not $20, but look expensive. It's actually a real watch on his arm. And she probably had a real pocketbook, one of them bags that cost $700.
He must have really got caught up in that life, man. He be down there with the Heat trying to fit in. You know, that's probably like half his salary and shit. Fucking around with LeBron and them trying to keep up with the Joneses. Nah. Better play your role, dog.
The nigga that Robin was probably in a 2000 Escalade.
Right. 19, they still got the small symbol.
Yeah. Hey, dog. Hey, what's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6?
Hey, you know, speaking of Escalades, though, my low key, my neighbor at the time, he had got that Escalade the year right before they put out the big symbol. I was like, oh shit, he moving up, he got him a big Escalade. Then they put out the big symbol. I was like, oh, every time I see his little Jeep, I just feel bad for him. Yeah. Like, he's stuck for 5 more years of payments.
Now he gotta start being like, it's a classic. Like, he gotta act like he did that on purpose. Like, nah, I knew they was going to the big symbol.
Nah, you don't know. You never know.
Now you gotta lie. You gotta lie. You stick to your lie, dog. You pull a Mike Tomlin on him.
I felt bad for him. He kept it for 2 years and got rid of it, though.
Damn.
He had to.
I would have been lying to y'all like shit.
He
like,
switched to a Jaguar. He had to, man.
I would have been driving around like, man, you know what? I hate them big gaudy ass symbols they putting on the Escalades this year. Like, I'm more classy and reserved. You know, just give me a little symbol. I don't need all that shit on my car, man. I'm rocking around like I'm some kind of fucking ignorant ass rapper or some shit.
Hey, you don't even see the little symbols in
them.
If you see the little symbol Escalade, you know they could not get rid of that shit.
You gotta lie, dog. It don't matter. You
got shit like, customized like this special, you know. I'm just a fan of the classic, so I had it customized.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you happen to be caught in a Mitchell and Ness today. You're like, nah, I like the throwback jerseys. I know they out, but I wear it because this is what I'm into. It's like, yeah, dog, but I don't know if them Minneapolis Lakers jerseys is really the heat right now. I don't care, man. It's just, this is what I like. Minneapolis Lakers, you know, way back. And, I actually waited till everybody got off to wear mine.
That's
what I'll say if I was here too. Nah, I waited till the new ones came out to get this.
Yo.
Like, I was waiting. I saw the new ones. I said, fuck that. I don't like this.
My wife was like, do you want to get those jerseys away? Because I don't wear them.
Yeah, I don't wear mine either.
I already had a throw. I had like a dirt jersey. She was like, you want to get rid of that? I was like, nah, I'm going to hold on to it. I paid for it.
Yep. I got a whole bunch of throwbacks. Well, actually, because I always go a little to the left with my fashion, my shit still ain't really out of style. I just don't wear it because I don't have any situations to wear this kind of clothing.
Right.
But I went and got shoot arounds instead of jerseys. So you know what I'm, because I was like, you know, the jersey shit seems like it's got another man's name on your back. And you know, once Jay went with the button ups, the niggas was gonna get all the way off of that.
Yep.
But I could still wear my shoot around to the basketball court. Nobody would say nothing because you take it off when you shoot around. I mean, when you play, you put it back on when you go to leave. And normally niggas like it because they all throwbacks. So they be like, oh shit, I know they had a team called the Washington Bullets. I'm like, that's right, nigga.
But see, I used to want to actually play ball in mine. Like, just show up in the gym in a decent
jersey. Oh, those days are over with.
And be comfortable. Right, you can't now.
Yeah, we're
right.
Done with that.
Right, so I can't wear them even to the gym to get sweaty in.
Yeah, you can wear it over some shit, but then, like a jersey, first of all, you can't wear a jersey over your shit. Which is the problem with the jersey. Cause then you just look like an old ass Allen Iverson trying to hang on to his shoe.
Right.
Like that shit looks so corny. But you can wear the pullover shoot around cause it's literally what it's designed to do.
Yep.
But that's the only time I can wear it is when I go shoot. I can't wear it to the bar.
Right.
So
even if your team is playing, you can't wear it.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man. Plus,
you would kind of play it off if you like, I'm just wearing this as a jacket, you know, I didn't have nothing else to grab.
Right.
That's about it.
Nope.
that's why I went with the shoot around though. It's like, oh, it's raining. Like I could get away with some, as long as it don't look like I put that, like I looked in the mirror and said, yeah, I'm going to be fresh.
Your shoes cannot mess with you. You can't have a hat on.
Nope.
Nothing.
I used to have, back when it was hot, I used to have the Washington Bullets throwback shoot around and Washington Bullets headband, which was hard to find. I still got that, but I would show up with wearing both. They used to be like, oh shit, where you get that, dog? I'd be like, yeah, dog, they sold out, can't cop these no more.
Yep.
And then Mitchell and Ness went out of business. I was like, and that goes back in the closet. We don't talk about that anymore.
It's like still showing up with a do-rag on.
Hey, man, LeBron James. Yeah, it is. By the way, played ball with a dude with a do-rag the other day.
Hey, I know who you're talking about, too.
Yeah, and I said, the fuck is going on?
But he is old school.
Yeah, that's so old school. LeBron and Kevin Hart planned to do a movie together.
why would LeBron do that, though?
That's my only question.
I know it's the year of LeBron.
Kevin Hart is in everything. Why is LeBron even... Make, you know what this is. I'm going to go on a limb and say, my guess is Kevin Hart pitched this to LeBron. Because he was in, he'd be in Miami and shit.
Told a joke with it.
Yeah, and LeBron probably half-heartedly was like, oh, we'll see about that. I wouldn't mind being in a movie. That'd be cool. And Kevin Hart sized it up into like, we're going to be doing a buddy comedy. And it's really going to be like LeBron in there for like 5 minutes.
Okay, man. Y'all forget that this was greenlit last year after LeBron won his championship, so he didn't give a fuck. He was like, all right, you know, that sounds cool.
Oh, this, yeah. He was still doing this shit stank, don't it?
Yeah, he don't
was in
care.
That, he was in that mindset. I don't see LeBron mindset. I guess because during the season, LeBron mindset is a completely different mode.
Hart, first of all, you know Kevin Hart came up with this idea. Hart, who has become close to James and several other members of the Miami Heat over the past few years, will write a movie called Ballers. So he gonna write it.
That's why Lil Wayne was salty.
And it's not even written yet, though.
That's why Lil Wayne was salty.
Are you peeping the context?
Because Kevin Hart could get close and he couldn't.
Are you peeping the context?
Yeah, Ballers.
It's not done. He will write a movie.
He show up for All-Star Weekend.
And of course, of course he would call it some basic ass shit like Ballers, because that's what Kevin Hart does. Yep. It's so basic. Ballers. It's gonna be called Ballers.
Y'all gonna love it.
That will portray him as a lesser known brother of an NBA star, James, who attends the camp. Yeah, James is going to barely be in this movie.
Is this after
Derrick Rose? He's going to be in this shit for 5 minutes,
is
dog.
This modeled behind Derrick Rose?
Not probably behind, J.R. Smith, who attends a fantasy camp. The movie is tentatively scheduled to be shot next summer in Miami. Hollywood media outlets are already comparing the movie to Twins. What media outlets? This is bullshit, man. When Danny DeVito played opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger 25 years ago, Hart is 5'3", James is 6'8". There's mutual respect and the opportunity came and it should be really good, James said. Obviously, this is not what I'm thinking about in the forefront of my head right now.
And listen, Greg Oden needs to play this part.
Yes! If Greg Oden plays the grandfather, I'm in.
Right.
He's like, listen, sons. I'm like, okay, all right, this
Is
makes
he hurt
sense.
Again?
Yeah. He gonna get hurt shooting a movie.
Yo.
He gonna get hurt. Action. Ah, shit. My knee. We just said action, Greg. You're just standing there. What? How'd you hurt your knee just standing on the set?
You can't yell at my knees like that. You gotta talk to his neck and up. Words towards his knees hurt. the echo bothers them.
And let there be an explosion. Knees is gone.
Where are they gonna get the body doubles for Greg Oden? That's that tall that can do the action scenes. All right, and this one you're outrunning the cops.
Man, they gonna have to get somebody short and pan away.
Yeah. No, I think V. Cole got it right. They're going to have to CGI in Greg Oden legs and body and shit.
Hey, man, have you seen his suits, though? Greg Oden suits during the game?
Are they good?
I think he went to Juwan Howard's Taylor.
Hey, you know, I think he probably,
Juwan put him on, man.
You know, Juwan probably hooked him on. He's like, I got a good suit, man.
He had a nice teal suit on last night.
Juwan Howard looks like that dude that pulls a Greg Oden to the side and goes, now I know you're going to be in suits a lot. let me hook you up with my suit, man. I got his card right now. Also, you might want to check out my edge up, man. Work on that hair.
You think Dominique Wilkins suit, man? Is upset right now? He picked the wrong guy?
Nah, because that dude normally ends up getting knocked the fuck out, whatever his business dealings are. That's the only time you hear about that dude is like, yo, man, he'll give you the suit on credit, but...
That's what I'm saying. He needed to be with some guys that really, like, they need to pay the suit man and they need suits all at the same time.
Speaking of paying the suit man, Nate Robinson got fined $25,000.
For what?
That's a lot, right?
I like Nate Robinson, too, man.
That's a lot of money for Nate Robinson. What'd he do?
Comments he made about officiating last month after a game in which he was assessed a technical foul. He said, they hate me. They hate me, Robinson said, according to Denver Post. after the Nuggets beat the Knicks 97-95. I don't know why, but it is what it is. I already know I got the target on my back, but I'll play through it. I don't care. I really don't. Doesn't bother me none.
He should have hit it with the, why y'all bringing up old stuff? This was last month.
Then he said, if I get a call, I get a call. If I don't, I don't. If I get a tech, hopefully it's not in the fourth quarter. Hopefully I don't get any more, but I know I will. It's nothing new for me. 25K, dog.
He got kids, man. He can't be out here getting these texts.
Like I feel that. Like this is all a result of this. The last year Stern is going to be here. And he was like, I'm going out with a bang. Any nigga say anything, I'm bucking. Anything. Try me. I want to hear anything about these refs. What you thought? What would you say? Thought it was travel? 25K.
Nah, I like Lil Nate. I like Nate Robinson.
As Stern, I want to say somebody had reported how much he's collected since the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. And it's something crazy, like it's already at like $20 million in fines.
Shit. He trying to set a record or some shit.
From players and coaches.
I can see like, it, dog.
Just, and the season hasn't been in that long. So.
Yeah, it's not even a halfway point. This motherfucker out here just like, I'm going out. I'm going out. DeMarcus Cousin say he wasn't talking shit about Derrick Rose, but I'll read the tweet and you guys be the judge. Let me clear this up. Oh, wait. Actually, that's not the tweet. That's the apology. They always do that. And first of all, I believe he was, but you guys tell me. Somebody on Twitter asked him like, hey, man, you going to play it Tuesday, the next game on Friday? And he said, probably not. This is on Twitter. I think I'll be out the rest of the season and I can get a comeback commercial.
Damn. That was shady as hell.
And he says it's not about Derrick Rose.
Yeah, no shade.
He said, let me clear this up now. In no way, shape, or form was I taking a shot at D. Rose. Stop trying to make a story.
Well, who was it about? What's your reference? Exactly what's happened. Your frame of reference then?
Yeah, it's either D. Rose or RG3, right? It's only two people that got comeback commercials this year. And the only one that got basketball. Hurt again is D. Rose. The only one don't play basketball.
Yeah.
Right. All right, DeMarcus. I mean, I ain't man enough to try to call him out, but I mean, if he was in this room right now, I would pretend to believe him.
I wouldn't, but I would. I would just be like, "Word, oh, okay." I'd leave it at that.
That's a big ass emotional nigga. I'd be like, "Oh, okay." Well, thanks for clearing it up. I pretend like that shit made sense. Okay, so you weren't even, all right, well, we'll get off of that. Let's talk about,
Let's be real. You'll make a joke about it. Let's be real.
After he leave.
He'll have to get emotional first for you to be like, bro, I was just playing with
man,
you.
Man, he just look emotional. Like, he look like he on
coming to Minnesota to handle it. It's too damn cold.
Yeah.
talk all you want.
Yeah, you can Brian. Talk all you want with that negative two.
Tell him, man, it's 2 degrees out this bitch.
He you might not even play. He
like, might handle it, son. No, you ain't about that life.
Yeah, just stand outside the team bus when you go play Minnesota. He be like, I ain't getting off. Just keep driving. Turn the heat up. Why we stop?
Hey, make sure you out there with shorts on too, so he know you real. That's how he know how real you are.
This nigga got on flip flops. Man, keep rolling. Not fighting this dude.
Wait, cargo shorts, flip-flops, a baseball cap, and a hoodie.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And sunglasses. They're like, this nigga is for about that life. Yo, if I was black and I lived up there, I would have to take that picture at some point, by the way. Like, I mean, it's going to be a quick picture. But I'm getting somebody I trust and be like, look, we going to stand in the front yard in the snow. And I'm wearing this shit. Hurry up.
You could be a whole Instagram, just random pictures just, of all the white
but
people.
I would do it as a black person. Like, that would fuck up everybody. Everybody that see my avatar would be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with Rod? This nigga's wearing cargo shorts, flip-flops, sunglasses, a hoodie, and a backwards baseball cap.
And 48 inches of snow.
In -2 degrees. I'll make that right. The caption, -2 degrees.
To be honest, when was the last time you actually went outside? Like, I wouldn't go to the gym anymore. Nah, man, I ain't shooting ball.
We got up here, we got Skyway. So it's like above ground tunnels that you can walk through from building to building.
Oh, okay.
So you really never have to go outside.
Smart.
Okay.
Smart.
That makes sense.
Yeah, smart. Because I would have a deep freezer and I would have... At all times, enough groceries to last me a month.
Oh, yeah, my refrigerator stock.
Delivery. My shit would be delivered.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the Miami Heat apparently are looking for a backcourt trade.
So you saying they want to maybe get rid of Chalmers? He fucking up?
There's no, doesn't seem like they're looking for Chalmers.
Not Chalmers. Gibson? Boopy? Not Gibson.
Doesn't seem to be a problem with him either.
Norris Cole? No. Ray Allen? He missing a lot of shots.
No, Ray Allen actually started for them the other night.
That light skinned dude fucking up already?
No, I don't even know who that dude is.
Left handed dude they signed?
Oh, no. It's not him.
Michael Beasley? Yeah, he fucking up.
It's not Roger Mason Jr. either.
What?
Apparently, Dwayne Wade was missing a lot of games. His knee that I believe he had surgery on again in the offseason keeps having issues. He's already missed 5 games. The last one was due to illness.
Now, when Siobhan was at home rubbing that knee, he wasn't missing no games.
Mm-hmm. Because new pussy is not going to sit down and rub Ben Gay on your hot knees at a home game.
You know, I read a story that actually broke up during the season last year.
Oh, Gabrielle and him? Yep. I believe it.
They took a long hiatus and got back together.
She be thinking she doing stuff. Like, I got a movie on BET. He'd be like, it's on BET.
Right. He actually said that was the reason, because her schedule and his schedule consistently conflicted. I was like, yeah, because you miss consistent at home rubbing that knee every night from Siobhan.
Siobhan, you know, Siobhan was sitting over there trying to, man, this nigga would never be okay with me.
Siobhan ran that nigga Epsom salt bath.
Right.
But who wants D-Wade? Who takes him?
That's the thing. You can't trade D-Wade.
Toronto will take him.
That's the problem is you can't trade him. You have to, like, in this trade, you're going to end up trading somebody else to make up for this dude for the rest of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he's not going to be here, but we can start this young dude. Like, say we get,
Lakers is the only team that can trade for him. I give up Nash for him, even swap.
That's what I got to do.
We'll trade your knee for a back.
The problem is that whoever I think they want to keep Wade, cause him and LeBron are friends. So what is really going to be fucked up is that they're going to be getting a dude they hope can replace Wade, without Wade or LeBron getting mad about the fact that this dude playing a lot of minutes. And they're probably going to try to do shit like, when it gets fourth quarter, put Wade in. When it gets to the end of the season, Wade to play more. When it gets to the playoffs, Wade to play more. So it's like, why even make the trade?
Man, I don't think LeBron care if they get somebody comparable. I don't think LeBron will care.
I think LeBron
about these wins now, dog. I think LeBron is slowly morphing into Kobe.
I would love for that to be the case, if you say you're doing movies with Kevin Hart, I got to back off of that, because Kobe would never do some shit like that. Kobe be like, why? Hey, we should do a movie together, Kobe. For what? What that's got to do with winning the championship?
Kobe like, that sounds like some, I think he stayed away from that just because that's what Shaq did, and he refused to do anything.
Plus, it's not shooting around or lifting weights or running. Or it's not none of that. And he don't care about anything that's not that.
I think LeBron's slowly morphing into that, man.
Kobe probably cared about one thing outside of basketball, and that was fucking random white women. And that got ruined for him, and he ain't been the same since. He only care about basketball now. He's like, you know what I like? A quickie in a hotel. You know what? Fuck it. I'm off that now. It's nothing but basketball. I should have been rehabbing my knee. That's my fault.
Off season where he half trains and then half spends the rest of the time with his kids.
Yep, that's it. He probably be taking his kids to the gym. He be combining that shit,
wearing them as weights.
Yeah, come on, we're going to do daddy's free weights again.
He actually talks about that. What he does do that, like his wife will take one of the girls and he'll take the other one.
I believe it.
That's what they do.
He don't lose his routine, dog. He Kobe Bean Bryant. He probably only don't take two of them because he like, if I take two, I gotta watch one.
The other day he had one at the gym while the other one went with his wife to a play or something.
Yep. Hold down daddy's legs while I do these sit-ups.
Get my rebounds.
Yeah. He probably be fussing at him. Let's go! Get my rebounds! Damn! Calm down, Kobe. You're talking to your daughter.
You're worse than Paul Gasol. Damn, you can't rebound.
Get in the paint and get my board. Michael Carter Williams is getting a lot of respect because he's putting his rookie salary in a trust fund that he can't touch, which I feel like is a smart move since, you know, they don't get paid as much as they used to back in the day. His contract guarantees him $4.5 million over his first two seasons. And he could make a total of $10 million if the Sixers pick up his final two seasons of his contract.
So you saying he took a business class while he was actually in college and learned something?
Apparently so.
Basically. Man, that boy got whole control.
Yep. You, hey, when we did our, our draft review, he was one of the people on the list that we said probably had excellent whole control.
Yep.
And, looks like we're right.
Why is it more people listening to what we're saying? It's in the books.
We should be on TV or something. we're so right. It's ESPN should be ashamed of themselves. We come in here, do a couple hours of research every week and knock it out the park consistently. Consistently.
And it's an interest-bearing trust, so he can live off the interest for the rest of his life.
Right. we called this a long time ago. Like, yo, this dude looks like the kind of dude that makes really savvy decisions.
And he's doing it.
Yeah.
On and off the court.
You can tell by the way he was dressed during the draft, like, yo, this dude gonna be absolutely fine.
What's crazy is it's 2-3 months in the season, they're already saying he's gonna be the rookie of the year. Like, we hadn't even made it to December when they was calling.
And we been called Bennett a bust. We was like, look at him. Just look. Like, what? Y'all never heard of this nigga till today. Why are y'all trying to the Cavs, man?
It's so true.
Cavs are terrible.
I looked at that draft like, nigga, what?
Everybody did. And then the fucking ESPN people, instead of being analysts, they went on the air like, this is a great pick. I mean, you just, you know, he worked out well. I mean,
no, we called it before the draft.
None of them had him going there before the draft.
I had to deep Google that dude. Like, it was like page 4 before
that. I went to look up his high school highlight. I mean, his college highlights, and half of them was him on the bench with his arm in a sling. It's like, how the fuck is this dude the number one pick? And I think he had his arm in the sling when he got drafted.
Yep.
What the fuck was they doing? Anyway, talking about, I don't know why it didn't work. The niggas is a fat dude with his arm in a sling, man. He's not a number one pick.
Speaking of, I did not know Bynum was actually playing in games for the Cavs.
Yeah, he had like 20-10 the other day, didn't he? Or 20-20?
I did not know. I thought he was just on the team with his, he has a haircut.
Yep.
Everything.
Doesn't that make the Cavs, say that again, Biko?
I said, actually, Bynum is looking pretty good.
He can play. But nobody ever said he couldn't play.
Doesn't that make the Cavs sorrier, even sorrier? Like, knowing that dude is actually playing and playing well and they can't win. Like, they even sorry. Like, why are they so sorry? It's a curse, man.
They signed him without medical clearance.
Speaking of, glad we got B-Cole here. Speaking of the Vikings, you ever heard of cornerback A.J. Jefferson?
Yes.
Tell us about him.
Go ahead.
For what thing?
Well, he's in charge of the felony strangulation.
That's what I was going to ask. Was he strangling broads? Was it a random hose he has in his house?
After a sexual encounter.
Disturbing the peace charge. Like, which one?
Apparently, he allegedly grabbed his girlfriend by the neck, throwing her around a bedroom earlier this week. According to the Eden Prairie Police Department in Minnesota, the accuser called cops and she and AJ got into an argument on November 25th. At the night on the town, this seems awfully close to Thanksgiving.
You know who's happy the internet
is? Damn, that's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yep. You know who's happy the internet isn't as popular?
Who?
That they out of the league now?
Who?
Is all the Hornets players in the 90s.
Nigga. Nobody knows about them Hornet thugs.
So Derek Coleman's.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Bobby Fields and David Weston got in that joint? Mason was here.
Anthony, man.
Eldridge Kazman got caught driving drunk. Nigga.
All on was messing with underage girls at the club.
TMZ would have had a fucking field day. They would have never left here, dude. She said things got so bad, he went to a neighbor's home and she went to sleep in the guest room of their home. Now see, that makes me think he's guilty.
He left out?
Cause he left. Like, if you didn't do it, you would be like, no, you get the fuck out. I'm the NFL player. Well, when you do it, you be like, just don't call the police, baby. I'm sorry. I can move. I go live with the neighbors for a little bit.
She went to another room while he wasn't even in the house. Just in case he came back, he won't look in the guest room.
The girlfriend claims AJ returned to their home and confronted her about ignoring his text messages. And that's when things got violent.
You think he said,
didn't you see when I text messaged you? calling you all kinds of names. The girlfriend called AJ, told police AJ grabbed her by her neck and she could not breathe. Picked her up by the neck, threw her off the bed.
Threw her against the wall, say, bitch, don't you ever disrespect me,
never, not at all. He threw her off the bed and onto the floor. She claims she didn't fight back because she was having a hard time breathing. He's a lot bigger than her, which makes sense. I wouldn't fight him back either. Not gonna provoke the Hulk.
Why would she just stay dull, steal my purse, and kick him in the balls? Did you not watch it? Did you not watch Bobby Hill?
Hey, dog. Yeah.
Did he not teach you anything?
I'll tell you what you do is you just try to survive, dog. Like, this big ass nigga is choking you. You just be like,
you can't have my purse and kick him. Bobby Hill taught you.
I guess in the heat of the moment, especially if he had never done this before, maybe you would try to argue with him. But I guess I just have a different mindset because if someone is acting crazy, I immediately say whatever they want to make it stop. Like, that's the kind of person I am. Like, if I was dating a crazy chick and I thought she would hurt me and she said some shit like, oh, you just don't know how to answer your phone, I'd be like, honey, I'm sorry. You're absolutely correct. I do need to answer my phone. And it was a huge mistake. It will never happen again. And what's really important here is that you have communicated that to me and we both are on the same page now.
Immediately after that.
And then I call the police afterwards after I can get out of the house a few hours later. Like, that's how I would get away. I'm not going to fucking die. But I answer my phone when I fucking feel like I answer my phone. You ain't my daddy. Nope. You're right.
You think she was still talking shit after he was wild choking her in the very beginning part of the choke?
Cause you know, women live this life where they don't supposed to get hit.
They don't have fear. Women don't have that innate fear.
Men don't, like, we don't get that benefit. Like, if I say, like, that time I was talking to Steve Smith and I found out later it was Steve Smith and I turned white as a sheet because I was like, nigga, I could have died. Right. Like, I would, like, at no point, if I would have known that was Steve Smith, that whole discussion would have went way different. Like, you're right, sir. That was a foul. And I apologize. I don't even know what I was thinking. But nah.
That whole conversation.
Yeah, fuck that, man. I'm not dying for to prove a point.
Man, this is big ass football player that used to come into the Y. I think he played for Minnesota, as a matter of fact.
Nah, it was Green Bay, wasn't it?
Green Bay, okay. One of them cold-ass teams.
Yeah.
And he was a big-ass dude, and I couldn't imagine arguing with him over a foul.
Nicest dude in the world, but I never argue with none of his fouls.
Because he's big as hell. But I imagine one of the women in the gym would be like, fuck you, you soft-ass nigga, calling this foul. You weak as hell.
Right.
Calling this foul. Women just don't have that.
And for the record, I ain't saying she deserved it. I'm just saying, I wonder if she kept talking shit up until he got physical, because I wouldn't even talk shit. Like,
you ain't even starting for the Minnesota Vikings. You don't have a quarterback with your weak ass. How many touchdowns you got this year?
Yeah, you suck anyway.
You're not gonna get your 9 bonus having motherfucker.
I wouldn't even have the audacity to sleep in the guest bedroom. Like, if we got in an argument, I'm leaving.
She probably was like, I'm going to my room.
Yeah.
Like, the newspaper calling it, TMZ calling it the guest room. She calls it her room.
Right.
Here's the thing, and you was right, Minnesota chicks do not have fear because, like, if you hit a chick, usually the dude goes to jail.
Right.
Well, in her case, she was gravely mistaken.
Yeah. She went to the police station after the incident with red marks on both sides of her necks, and that's why the officials decided to charge her with the crime. He was arrested that night. Cut by the Vikings the next day. He did it. Hey, dog. That getting cut shit is the death nail, dog. Remember when Chad Ochocinco had it? He was in. They had that shit on Hard Knocks. Some niggas in there begging for that job.
That night.
He was like, yeah, you know, it was just a situation, but it's all being handled by the attorneys. Chad, we're going to need your playbook.
He begged as best he could while on camera.
Dude, everything but the crying.
Right.
Everything but the tears, dude. And you know he cried after he got out of that office.
He went straight from jail to their office.
Yes.
You know what's about to happen then.
Yep.
Well, here's what happened. They cut that nigga in jail. They made a phone call to his attorney.
Shit.
His attorney had to let him know that he got cut from the team while this nigga was in jail, because here in Minnesota, if you get arrested, that make you stay for 72 hours from the day you get arrested. Ooh. So he didn't know. So he got a call that he got cut from the team.
I stay in jail and save the bail money.
Well, hey, he is currently being held on $40,000 bail.
I stay in jail.
He's like, I'll keep it there.
I stay in jail.
He know he did it. He like, why am I going to waste my money to get out?
I, sir, stay in jail.
She's staying in the guest room anyway. She probably keeping it clean. student newspaper got reprimanded for not using the word Redskins.
That seems a bit odd. Is this backwards world?
Neshaminy High School in the suburb of Philadelphia has a strong football team at 11-1. It has a shot at the second state title, but the school newspaper, the Playwickian, has an issue with the school's nickname, the Redskins, and when they stopped using it, they were sent to the principal's office. The paper's editor caught flack from the school officials at their October 27th editorial that barred the use of the nickname.
And this is in Philly?
Yeah. Apparently it's high school or something.
I mean, yeah, Pennsylvania, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have a strong Amish and Native American community.
I mean, pretty sure that used to belong to them, like everything else that is in America. So,
and furthermore, aren't we arguing this on a national scale? Yeah. So,
how fucking
who is not reading the newspaper up there that's right up the street from D.C.?
White people are insensitive as shit, man.
y'all right up the street from Maryland, like literally.
White people do not. It's like they try to not be shit.
What is it?
How hard would it be to just be like, you know what? I understand the point. Y'all the kids. Y'all the new generation.
Is that even a 2-hour drive?
Right.
From D.C.
I'm going to make y'all use the racial.
Not even a 2-hour drive. They get the same newspaper.
I'm going to make y'all use this racial slur. And if you don't, then you're fired.
Hey, you guys aren't reading your history books correctly.
Yeah. Redskins is good. We mean it in the good way. Detractors will argue that the word is used with all due respect.
And I mean all due respect.
But the offensiveness. Yeah. The New York niggers, with all due respect, obviously. We mean it like the hip-hop way. But the offensiveness of a word cannot be judged by its intended meaning, but how it is received, read the editorial. It was backed by 14 of the 21 members of the staff. Apparently, seven of them probably have a job.
I wonder how often those same staff members go home and just let out nigga, 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 nigga when they walk through the door. Mm-hmm. Just to get it out, like all the times they couldn't say it during the day.
Yeah, like I gotta work with these liberal motherfuckers. The school got its name, Neshaminy, from a nearby creek where the Lenape Indians once lived.
Right.
How insensitive can you
be? I'm thinking that's an area high populated.
It's like
Native
we took,
American Indians.
They didn't go. Oh, what school do you play for? Oh, we're the Lenape Indians or Lenape Native Americans or Lenape Warriors or the Lenape. We're the Lenape Redskins. Cause why? Cause fuck them. With all due respect.
You know what it is? It's hard for them to spell the name of the school. It's easier to spell Redskins.
The welcome sign at the high school reads, "Everybody do the Redskin Rumble." That's like saying everybody do the nigger shuffle.
It's so sad.
You are not afraid to write about hard and sensitive issues. You take risk on editorial pages. Bravo, Judas wrote last month in the student journalism contest when the Playwickian earned a top award.
And it's hard to believe that racism still exists in 2013. Some people still can't believe it.
It's amazing to me that motherfuckers are really arguing over this shit. It really seems like it's kind of like when somebody has a point and you could easily just be like, it's easier to do what you just said. And you're like, nah, because fuck it. I don't want to. That's basically what they're doing, but it's for a school. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, Justin, you curse a lot at the basketball court. Can you cut it out? It's literally like, no. But I'm also going to have kids around this. I'm going to curse around your kids because fuck them too. This is amazing, dog. But, white people will continue to do that shit. So good job. Well, we come to that time, guys. We knew it was going to be a longer show because we basically missed a week, but I
still feel like it's a short show.
You always say this, man.
There's so many more articles.
I'm supposed to go to the movies tonight. Ken's going to hear that. But, listen. It's about time for the week in Mamba. And you guys know what that means.
It's all I'm saying is so many more articles.
It's only two more articles. And they're both about...
Y'all single-handedly made me a Kobe fan with this segment.
Dog.
How can you not love Kobe?
It's so... It's to me, people try too hard to hate that man. It's so much easier to like him than to hate him. Because cause so many people hate him for no reason.
Have you ever been to the even in Charlotte, they have a... It's only in one store at the mall. And one mall. And they have a whole back section with just Kobe shoes.
Yeah, he not my friend. By the way, have y'all seen the new shoes?
Oh, they fire.
Hey, dog, I'm convinced he made them ugly on purpose.
I think he
likes his shoes to be ugly because he don't want anybody wearing them. He want alpha dogs wearing them. You got to be a black mamba to put those on with confidence and look other people in the eyes like I'm gonna bust your ass in the court. That takes a real mamba mentality, dog. Anybody could wear some sweet looking nice shoes, but to wear some black mama shoes? Nah, that's a whole different mindset.
They low cut shoes.
For the record, I don't know anybody that wears Kobe's to floss. Everybody wears Kobe's to play ball. That's the kind of people that like Kobe Bryant. They are assholes. Yeah, I don't know anybody that'd be like, I'm gonna go to the club with my Kobe's. Everybody be like, put these Kobe's on, go hoop.
They spend that 140.
La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Kobe Bryant is hoping to face the Toronto Raptors apparently on Sunday. Now I'm a little surprised by this. Cause 12:25.
Yeah, that's what I was shooting for.
Yeah, I was hoping Christmas Day, Christmas games. But he might want to warm up first. You know, I did see the practice highlight where he dunked it. Which everybody's kind of glossing over. This is a modern day miracle.
I honestly know he likes to torch the Raptors.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to face the Raptors.
I feel like it's below him.
Right.
But for the record, Kobe don't think busting their ass below nothing. He'll come out here and get 50 on these niggas with no concern.
That's what I'm saying. 81 point game?
Yeah.
Raptors. Just be like, all right.
Yeah.
Raptors.
I mean, I don't put it, and also, I don't put it above Kobe to come back and go 6-for-30. Cause he's not coming back. He's not coming back to be like, oh, I'm just taking 12 shots tonight.
Right, he's not coming back to blend into the offense.
Yeah.
I am the offense. The offense is back.
The only way that he possibly comes back and plays in this game, I think, is if the coach is like, Kobe, we don't want to just start you with like 40 minutes. So, you know, let's start you with like 10, 12 minutes against, say, the Raptors or somebody. He'll be like,
no.
All right, I'll play against the Raptors for 12 minutes.
No.
But on Christmas Day, I'm playing 40. It's like, well, Kobe, that's only going to be like 2 weeks from now. That's, you know, we need to see how this goes. Oh, I'm playing 40 on Christmas. I already marked that down. So you can play me. You do what you want to till that day. Cause the mama is back on Christmas. I don't give a fuck. He probably got Christmas special edition mamas and everything, dog. Man, it's happening.
I see him presenting that to them since Gasol might not be playing.
Right.
Like, yeah. I see him saying like, hey, I was going to come back Christmas. If you need me, I'll come back a little early, you know, 15, 20 minutes a game, but,
yeah, he gonna play 40 on Christmas, watch, or 35, whatever he was averaging last year, he gonna try to do it. Kobe be doing it so hard. He has no chill. He gonna be like, I could do 40 minutes tonight if you need me, coach. Well, honestly, Kobe, you barely made it through practice. I'm like, I was just taking it easy. I dunked it. But yeah, he said, I'm trying. When asked about the Toronto game, he said, we got to see how it feels tonight. I'm going to try to get another hard session in Friday morning. Try to push it again. Same thing tomorrow evening. Continue to just keep on measuring it. So they asked him about playing the Kings. He said, I'm not going up to lovely Sacramento. Shame. For no reason. What did they do to him?
He said, lovely Sacramento.
Always had problems with the Kings, so I am not
surprised. Yeah.
Lovely Sacramento.
Remember when he got food poison up there? Remember that? Yeah. Man. During the playoffs.
Kobe, man. He just.
Kobe, he don't forget shit. He gotta be the worst dude to ever get in an argument with. You know, he be remembering everything. Kobe, man, why you shoot that three? Well, actually, the reason I shot it, Shannon, is because last time when I threw you a layup, you blew it. So,
no that, more passes for you.
Kobe, that was like 3 months ago. Yeah, that's the last time I passed you. You know, you just now noticing?
When I'm not on the court, you get the ball. Haven't you figured that out by now?
Right. I don't pass to you no more.
Man, the only person Kobe has ever liked basketball-wise is Derek Fisher.
Oh, nah. And he liked, it was somebody.
Turioff, maybe.
Nah, it was that dude. It was so it was Sasha Vujacic.
Vujacic, the
I don't even understand. Say that again.
He messed with Smush Parker, too.
No. He did for a little
not
bit.
Not like Derek Fisher.
I believe that year Kobe thought he was going to win MVP, with the eighth seed. I think he was being delusional. And it all broke that one fabulous, my favorite Kobe Bryant game. The game seven of against the Suns. That, it all broke for him that day. Like, man, fuck y'all. Y'all suck.
Hey, we both remember that game. Yeah. And my memory is terrible.
He tried to make that team work that year. He got to game seven. He's like, nigga, y'all just really lost three of the last four games against these dudes.
And Phil, you gonna talk about me shooting?
Yeah, Phil, what are you talking about?
E2.
These niggas suck.
E2, Phil.
It's only me that keeps us in this and Phil's, but yeah. Ever since then, man, I don't think he liked, I used to think he liked Smush. And then that game seven happened and you could tell he was like, get off my team.
You know how he didn't like Smush? Cause he didn't come back next year.
Right. He didn't even try to help him.
Right. Sasha did have a few years with the
Lakers. He liked Sasha. You remember the, Kobe Bryant doing work? You ever seen the Kobe Bryant doing work documentary?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know he liked him until I watched it. The nigga was like, go Sasha, shoot it. Like he was the only dude. He was like, just shoot it, man. I was like, what? Kobe be telling niggas to shoot. He just like dudes that's cocky like that, man. But yeah, Sasha was sorry as shit, man. He was out there liking that dude.
Him and Derek Fisher, them the only two.
Yup. He like, when I give it to you, man, you just pull, all right? Don't worry about me. I'm going to get mine. I'm like, Kobe out here pumping his sorry nigga's head up.
Kobe probably the one that had Derek retire and then go sign back up to play somewhere else.
But here's the most significance. This week in Mama Story, probably ever in the history of the show. Cause I don't think we got to cover this.
We didn't.
When it happened. So I gotta let the song play a little longer this time. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Go Mamba. So proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. I know I act a fool, but
I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you love for me. I just want you to be proud of me.
A whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm about to let it shine.
Kobe Bryant got that 2-year extension, dog. Mm-hmm. He 35.
Yep.
Remember when they was like
more money?
Remember when they said amnesty Kobe?
What?
How about pay him $48.5 million of them dollars?
Just right after he just got that $24 million.
Just got
a few
20
weeks ago.
Just for being on the team. 24 of them. How does it feel?
He gave him a discount.
Right. This is his I'll give you a little bit. This is his hometown discount.
Cause he could have said 3 years.
Right. And this is really more of a count for them. Cause he's like, I'm only giving y'all 2 more years before I decide what I'm going to do then. Cause I probably might make a decision at 37 to play somewhere else.
Yep.
Cause I'm that trill. I'm not giving y'all a long-term commitment. This is the longest. They probably was like, give us 4 years. He's like, you guys can get 2. I want to see what y'all do with Powell. I'm trying to see what y'all do with these draft picks. But he will maintain his status as the NBA highest paid player over the course of the extension. The league MVP will receive $23.5 million in the first year and 25 in the second year of the extension. Lakers and Bryant arrived at the salary so that the team will have financial flexibility to pursue one top free agent on the market next summer. The 2014 free agent class will include LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony. And of course, nobody really, I don't think anybody really wants Carmelo Anthony there.
Nope.
So it'll include LeBron James.
Yeah, it'll be LeBron, maybe a guard, yeah, if they don't get one sooner than that. Yeah. Cause the Lakers crafty, man. I see them getting another guard other than me.
Well, you know what? Here's where they fuck up, right? Not the Lakers, but journalists. They keep measuring it by who's going to be a free agent. And that's the wrong way to look at the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's who might not be happy where they are now. Cause the Lakers will just be like, oh, trade us, this dude.
Yep. They will pull a trade in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, not, it's not that they'll outspend for Kobe, but.
I mean, but like, look at what they were about to do with Chris Paul. They were going to go over budget to get him, but that was going to make the team better. If the NBA hadn't came in and basically illegally stopped that move,
and
that would have been their team.
And it would have been him. They still would have had Bynum. No,
it was going to be.
They were getting rid of Bynum then too.
Wasn't supposed to be Paul, Howard, Kobe, something like yep. that. Like, it was going to be something sick, man. The NBA basically stepped in and fucked it all up. But, yeah, stop looking at just, well, it's going to be LeBron James. They might not even go after LeBron James. Yep. Like, they might be like, oh, he's not leaving Miami. What we will do, though, is holler at LaMarcus Aldridge or some shit. Like, yep. Just find a dude that ain't happy.
Because I think he's a free agent coming up.
Yeah, even if he's not, they'll just be like, trade him. Just whoever the dude is, somebody in 2014 will be ready to go from somewhere. It's how the NBA works.
And LaMarcus is killing.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh ain't getting them touches, so, you know.
Chris Bosh. Nobody's bringing him up. But
I don't really like Chris.
If they all had the same contract, though, why wouldn't he be a free agent, too? Because didn't he sign the same time as LeBron?
Yep.
Nope, he restructured his deal. He's done after this year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They had to... In order to sign Birdman and Udonis Haslem last year, they had to restructure.
Oh, wait, so when is LeBron a free agent? He's not a free
LeBron's
agent this summer?
Free agent next year.
Not this summer, but the following summer.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought he was a free agent this summer.
Chris Bosh and what's his name?
Wait, nah, it's next year, dog. Next year is 2014, because isn't Melo going to be a free agent?
Let me Google it. Hold on.
Yeah, I think Melo and LeBron are up this year. That's going to be, and LeBron won't talk about it. Because they keep asking that nigga, and he'd be like, not tricking me into that shit again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just know I want to win a ring. And I know Carmelo is a free agent because they keep talking about they should trade him and shit. Nah, that ain't going to happen. They're not free agents, but they can opt out. So, but I just, like I said, they might not even throw an offer at those dudes. They might be like, yeah, we just look for somebody that isn't happy and we'll make a trade.
Yep, you're right. Chris Bosh can opt out next year, but he probably will.
And that's why they're trying to get rid of Wade so that they can have another strong three again.
They do need one. It's pretty bad.
Because he not...
A strong two, but whatever. Yep. They need scoring, and it's bad.
Yeah, and it's evident because they lost two games. Kobe is not losing to Detroit.
Yeah. Well, not, he wouldn't, Kobe could lose these games with this, like, with the Lakers being what they are this year. But if he had as much talent as LeBron has around him, you know what I mean? Like, if he had a team that had those expectations on it, he wouldn't be cool with that.
Yep.
But,
oh yeah, it would, I guess that's the difference, because Kobe would be like, man, we fucking lost to Detroit. Are you serious?
Right, yeah. Like, he would flip out on somebody.
That'd be the breaking shit in the locker room.
He can't help it. LeBron got real good patience. He a good person and shit. Kobe don't have all that time to be a good person.
He was like, I didn't work out twice this morning.
Yeah.
To be losing to Detroit.
Kobe fuck around, stop talking to you, and then you get called into the office and get traded. Like, hey, man, Kobe, my bad about that. Damn, you're not even going to dap me up, man. I'm saying my bad. Fuck you then, nigga. Huh? Well, I got to go see Mitch for?
Man, I think Kobe's shooting percentage is going to be higher, too, when he come back.
I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't even know what would make me more hyped up. But I like that he tweeted out a picture of his signed contract.
Yep.
Hashtag Lakers for life. That's my
hashtag.
Nigga.
He should have put hashtag let's get this money.
And a picture of him signing it with all the white people around him.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm, just me. I'm going to be here. The poster in the back, picture him dunking. And all... just out here just trolling these motherfuckers. So don't get them, dog. This has been another episode of Balls Deep Sports. I know it was a pretty long one, but we owed you guys. We definitely missed last week. We missed y'all, and I'm sure y'all missed us. Thanks to B. Cole, man, for coming through and doing the show with us, man. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, man, it was excellent.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
No doubt, man. You knew of your Minnesota stuff, and we got to play How Does It Feel for the Saints, so I feel like this was a worthwhile experience. Got to have you back in the future. Speaking of which, we should have Vic back hopefully next week, because I know people are excited about Vic being on the show. He was a good guest. So we'll be back next week, man. Talk to you guys then. Adios.